All right, we are recording. Yeah. Kev, what do we do after we start recording? We fire up the butt. I said up the butt.
Fire up the butt. Now, attention. You gotta fire up the butt. Quiet on the set. Fire up the butt.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Everybody, please.
Fire up the butt. Fire up the butt.
Yeah, yeah.
Stick it in the butt. Light it on fire. Sorry. I always go too far.
You did a little bit there.
I always do. It's terrible.
My butt kind of itches, actually.
Doing the butt. All right. Let's get this started. The Superstar Shakeup is happening tonight on SmackDown.
We'll cover
everything happened. You fucked me up.
That's a point.
Retrosexual Anthony Green joining us tonight on the hotline, and we got your coverage of the Raw and SmackDown Shakeup.
Superstar Shakeup.
Yeah, and plus some new names for some new talent. And it's the Shining Wizards. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. All Shining right. Wizards!
Woo! The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant EM Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a patron at Patreon.com/Wizards Podcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
What's going on, guys? This is VSK, sometimes one half of Massage Force, sometimes super serious wrestler that doesn't enjoy joking around at all. Come follow me on Instagram at isthatvsk and on Twitter at vsking98. Watch me go through this internal struggle and try and discover myself like a teen angst movie. But for now, you're listening to The Shining Wizards. Please, enjoy the show.
I have a small dick.
Ted DiBiase.
God damn.
Fresh off the heels of the Superstar Shakeup, winding down after WrestleMania, you guys are tuned in to the Shining... Wait a second. Alright, I just got word. We are no longer known as the Shining Wizards.
What?
We are now the Wizards Experience.
Ooh, I wish I had experience music to play.
The Wizards Experience, guys.
Play a little funk for that one.
By the way, could you add more drops to the intro, please? I don't think there's enough.
Wait. Come on. Listen, we're doing a little two-man group action here.
It is the two-man group. The two-man experience. Kevin.
Ted DiBiase.
Yes, Ted DiBiase is here as well.
If you've been paying attention, you know we love the shit out of that.
Ted DiBiase.
So Ted's going to be joining us in the intro at least for today.
How did he manage to do that himself? Like, it's one thing if we do it. Like, I've heard a podcast where people do have trouble announcing his name. But the fact that he did it himself such...
Like Virgil, Ted DeBase.
Ted DeBase. A couple other podcasts I listen to. They say it like that.
For real?
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
Like, I think Ryder says it like that.
Well, I actually also added the Roblox sound finally to the Kalisto sound, so I don't have to hit two buttons anymore.
God damn!
Don't need two buttons.
Yeah.
Hey, don't need two buttons.
I'm Becky Two Belts. I like that.
Yeah, Becky Two Belts. Don't need two buttons. No one gives a shit.
I bet you Vince gave her that name, too. What? Dude, seriously, since you started hot with that one, the fucking War Raiders called up to Monday Night Raw,
and they're
the Viking Experience. What? All right, look, he doesn't want to use the word war.
Which I knew as soon as I saw Viking Experience on my TV, or on the bar's TV, I was like...
The bar! Yeah, Sheamus, you were watching Sheamus' television.
I was with Sheamus and Cesaro and Ted DiBiase. And we were watching Raw, and then we saw the Viking Experience, and we're like, wow, thank God we came up with our own name, The Bar.
Ugh. But, yeah, I don't... Look, I get it, but it's like, if you don't want them to be involved with war, why would you give them the name War from the beginning?
Well, Triple H did.
Yeah, I get it, but like, why would, like, I guess Vince really has no say in NXT then.
Probably not.
That's fucking wild.
And then I guess just, even if, like, McMahon would go to, like, Triple H and be like, hey, pal, I don't know if you want to use War in the name. Triple H, like, I think you still want, because they're war machines, so you want to keep it somewhat consistent with their following on
you
from Ring of Honor,
but
right?
You could have given them anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I could think about 10 million names off the top of my head.
Like, you could, if you really wanted to, you could have called them, like, the Viking Machine. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, see, that I like.
That would have been a lot cooler.
Was thinking, like, the Viking Raiders, but then I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Or, like,
because the Vikings are Raiders in
yeah,
a technical sense.
Redundant.
Somebody posted online, great, you named them after the Vikings. That means they're never going to win ever again.
Man. But, all right, so then I agreed it's still a terrible name. It might be the worst name change in the history of wrestling. Might be. It's up there. Can you think of any really bad ones?
Wow, you're putting me on the spot.
I know, but, like, but ones that never grew on you.
The only one that comes to mind, because we played the music, was they made Too Cold Scorpio Flash Funk.
Right.
And I mean, Mankind caught on, even though everybody thought that was a shitty move.
I didn't think anything of Mankind when it came out.
No, but a lot of people did. They're like, oh, fuck, Cactus Jack is such a great character. Why are they making him Mankind, you know? Wow.
Maybe we'll have to curtail this to maybe till after the break.
We
so you can have some time to think about it.
I mean, like the whole Freddie Joe Floyd and that era.
Yeah, that era, you could just take your, you could pick out of a fucking hat.
I mean,
it'll all be bad.
Thurman Sparky Plug is a far cry
but
from,
like,
what he became.
But from when someone was in, okay, all right, so Thurman Sparky Plug, he still had, they got rid of Sparky and they called him Bob Spark Plug Holly.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre. That one was weird to me.
But then it morphed into just Bob Holly. Which
right,
was,
when he dropped the race car gimmick.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm thinking, like, someone who's been under, like, the umbrella of WWE, and then they just totally switched their name. Like, everyone, like, EC3 was EC3 when he came up. I mean, don't get me wrong, that's a whole other topic of discussion for later. But they didn't change his name.
Sami Zayn's a pretty shitty name.
That's pretty bad.
But, I mean, you're really...
But he was Sami Zayn in NXT.
Yeah, all right, so you want to go NXT?
Or, like, anywhere just in the course of, like, somewhere, something just changed, and it was just bad.
I mean, I like Finn Balor. You know what I'm saying? But he was Prince Devitt. That was kind of weird. It's like, why, you know, but yeah, I don't know. I would say Hideo Itami, but it doesn't matter anymore anyway.
See, now, did they shorten Shinsuke Nakamura to just Shinsuke and then give him back the Nakamura? Or has he always been Shinsuke Nakamura?
As far as I know, it's always been Shinsuke. But that, I mean, that's his name.
Right, but I'm saying, like, I could have sworn in my head, I thought at one point on SmackDown, they dropped Nakamura and just called him Shinsuke. And then, like, Apollo Crews, they just dropped the Crews and then they gave it back to him.
Could you imagine they just kept his name as Crews instead of Apollo?
No, it was just Crews.
That would be so great. Just Crews. That sounds like a cool name, Crews.
Yeah, but I was already so used to him as Apollo Crews that it's always weird when they change, and maybe in time I'll get used to this Viking experience.
But Apollo Crews, I mean, that's kind of on par with Yoo-Hoo Nation.
Oh, Yoo-Hoo Nation was great.
But I don't know. I mean, I don't think...
Yoo-Hoo Nation might be the favorite thing we ever came up with. Calling him, instead of Uha Nation, calling him Yoo-Hoo Nation.
Yoo-Hoo Nation.
I forget who exactly came up with that, but it was fucking fantastic.
Probably me. I usually come up with the good stuff.
That's true. You probably called Vince and told him to name him the Viking Experience.
Like earlier in the show, earlier before we started, I should say, you were talking about knowing the Ultimate Warrior when he was the Dingo Warrior.
Yes.
Do you remember when we called Matt the Dingle Warrior?
No.
And it was,
but it doesn't surprise me.
But so I came up with that, and then Dave Powers, like, we were trying to describe it, and Dave just goes, it's just shit on Matt's face, describing Matt as the Dingle Warrior.
The Dingle Warrior. I do remember the Dingo Warrior when he was the Dingo Warrior. That was a little bizarre.
Bizarre.
But at the time, I don't think I realized they were the same person yet. Like, because I was really young.
Yeah.
So when the Dingo Warrior, I remember the Dingo Warrior, but when he became the Ultimate Warrior, I wasn't sure if it was the same guy or not. I don't remember.
but because we used to be able to get world class down at my grandma's house in southern Jersey.
Yeah, we got world class here too. I just don't remember where or when.
What channel?
I remember seeing it like being on.
I remember because my grandmother back then only had the over the air stations.
And I remember seeing like Brian Adias. I remember seeing Gino Hernandez.
Yeah, I remember seeing Chris Adams. I remember seeing the Von Erichs.
As a matter of fact, I remember it later on when Chris Adams was feuding with a very young Steve Austin.
I'm trying to think.
I remember that stuff.
Like I remember like seeing like. I think Jake Roberts was in World Class, wasn't he? Or no?
I want to say yes, since his family was in Texas.
I think he has to. Because for some reason, I remember seeing him. But my grandmother's TV was so fucking old and shitty. Like the it was like watching scrambled porn on your when you had the Playboy channel, but you couldn't watch it. So it was. But yeah, the Dingo Warrior, that was a pretty dramatic change out of nowhere.
Yeah, he was in World Class in 1984. So that was a while
ago. That's way before my time.
But you might have been catching replays on like ESPN Classics or something like
maybe,
that.
Maybe.
I mean, that's completely possible.
But it was like I said, it was like my grandmother's house who only had over the air on that TV. So it was either 2, 4, 7, 5, 9, maybe a Philadelphia station.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been Philly, or you could have maybe picked up one of the super stations. Weren't those broadcast for a while?
Yeah, it's possible.
I mean, I'd have to look into that. But yeah, but definitely here, 1984, he was in world class. He joined up with Chris Adams and Gino Hernandez against the Von Erichs. And they won he won the WCW television title and the six-man titles with Adams and Hernandez.
Wait, the WCCW television
title? That's what I meant. Did I just say WCW?
Yeah. But I should have just assumed that I knew what you were talking about.
Jake also, I'm sorry, just as an aside, he also had the cool World Class Television Championship. The World Championship Wrestling Championship when it was still NWA, but it was like the World Championship Wrestling.
Was that a red strap?
It was the one that it looks like a bubble logo, like a 70s kind of logo. Like if you saw it, you'd know it. It looks like the NWA domed globe, like that shape. Okay. But it's like silver and it's like it's painted, like really heavily painted.
I have to look it up now.
It was a cool looking belt, and I seem to remember he feuded with Ronnie Garvin over that belt.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're bringing it back, brother.
Yeah, and he defended that belt on the old 605 show, on the old studio shows.
Oh my God.
What?
I'm just looking at the belt.
Isn't that cool looking?
If this is what I think it is. No, he's way too old for this, unless it's just him holding the old belt. It looks like the NWA World Championship.
Yeah, but it says World Championship Wrestling, like in big writing on it, right? Maybe you're not looking at the right one.
No, but I know. But now, when you said World Championship Wrestling in big writing, I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, I thought it was a cool looking belt. Yeah. You know, I don't know. That could be.
No, you're right. I know exactly which one you're talking about now. So yeah, biking experience. But let me tell you this. And I'm sure we'll get Matt's take when he comes in, but. When I watched it and saw it, I was like, "You got to be fucking kidding me!" And then their first names, I don't even. They're like Ico and IKEA and Eric. Like how do you give this one guy this weird fucking bumblefuck name, and the other guy's just, "Hi, I'm Eric."
What was wrong with the names they had?
Like... I want to say maybe because Roe is maybe too similar to Eric Rowan. Hanson you could have kept.
I mean, Hanson you could have kept.
But is there another Hanson on the roster?
Bop, bop, yeah. Da,
see, that's where a nice little Hanson cue would have been.
Well, I don't.
Yeah, that's true. We don't have
Kev. I mean, listen, I have a soundboard. It's not like I could program every possible thing.
That's true. I'm asking a lot here.
I did add a few new things, though.
But I'm sure we'll find out.
Oh, you'll definitely find out. I'm waiting for Dickhead to show up. Oh, can I tell you a story about my life?
Sure.
So,
oh no! Okay. Oh,
I'm doing this for Matt because he likes the personal stories. What did you do this weekend? Let me ask you that.
I had a great fucking show in front of like 200 something people on Friday night, which was so sick. It's probably one of the best sets I ever had in my life.
Great
life. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I said best sets, not best sex sets.
Best sex sets after the show, maybe?
No, no, no,
no,
no, no, no, no. No.
Ah, that's a bummer.
It was a great. It was a little weird though, because this show was like a fundraiser for like. The Essex County Opioid Awareness Task Force.
Oh, this is the pill show.
What's that?
This is the pill show.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was so, I felt so weird because it was like, it's all these people are in like recovery and there's just this bar just right there. Just go get people who have drinks. I'm drinking around all these people that are recovering from this addiction. And I'm just like, oh man, this feels really bad.
But you know, like, but that's the thing. When you're recovering, you have to be able to be around. I mean, look,
alcohol is not like, you know, drugs. It's not like, oh, shit, there's going to be coke at this bar. You know what I'm saying? But there's
there probably was some of that, too.
But what I'm saying is, like, alcohol is sold at pretty much everywhere. Right. So if you're going to go out and have, fun, there's probably going to be alcohol somewhere in the vicinity that you could purchase.
It was just so weird. Like, didn't have to do it.
I get it.
But, I mean, we're also trying to the venue needs to make money, too. And what makes money?
Yeah. Booze. I mean, there's not too many places that actually sell food. You know what I'm saying? Right. What the hell's the one?
Ivar and Eric are their names.
Ivar. That was it.
Ivar and Eric.
Ivar.
Did you ever see the Seinfeld where, like, there was a clown at a party and the clown's name was just Eric and George is, like, so upset. He's like, what kind of name is that for a clown?
No, but that doesn't surprise me. I don't remember that.
It's like, you ever heard of Bozo?
Yeah, but Bozo's a little more clownish than...
Ivar and Eric.
Ivar was the name of a character. This is going to be fucking terrible. When my son used to play Minecraft Story Mode.
Oh, God.
But actually, I think Patton Oswalt did the voice of the main character, whose name I can't remember.
It wasn't Eric, I can pretty much tell you that, I bet.
It wasn't Steve either. Steve is the regular
character. It was a generic name?
No. The regular Minecraft character is Steve, and the girl name is Alex. So you could play as Steve or Alex.
Like, I thought this was some, like, mystical, faraway show.
No, the story mode, yes. This is a whole
And the guy's name
thing.
Is Steve?
No. The main... I can't remember the guy's... But one of the guys that helps him, like, one of, like, the mystical realm guys, his name is Ivar. And I think that's the guy that's voiced by Paul Rubens. Yes, Pee Wee Herman Paul Rubens.
Oh, God. Why was I thinking Paul... I was thinking Paul Rudd. That'd be weird.
A little bit.
But, all right, so the more I watched Raw a little bit again today with full sound. And, like, when they came out and they tried to explain why they were called the Viking Experience.
Yeah, that always works.
It kind of did on me. Because I'm like, because this guy's wedding was like a legit Viking motherfucking wedding to crazy Steve Dobson. Crazy Mary Dobson.
Hey, speaking of weddings,
which is Sarah Logan, by the way.
No,
right, Matt? You happy? You proud? Fucking nailed it,
dickhead.
So one of them's married to her, and they had a legit Viking wedding. So they may very well just legit live the Viking lifestyle, probably.
Yeah, because they're going out and fucking pillaging villages and all this other nonsense.
But I could see them probably. I could see their house probably being some weird like castle. Or some shit, or some cave.
Oh, like Bam Margera had in Viva La Bam.
Maybe, yeah. I could see that. So if that's legit how they live, I'm kind of okay with it.
I think they actually sold that castle in Westchester. I think that's what I had heard recently.
Westchester, PA?
Yes. Yeah, no, then yeah, that's where the whole, Jackass crew was from. At least his crew, anyway. I was at a wedding this weekend.
All right.
Out on Long Island.
The island. Where in Long Island?
Westbury, out by Roosevelt Field Mall.
Oh.
Like that area. Actually, I think it was Garden City was where the reception was.
All right. So something funny happened to you at this wedding? Or?
Well, I gave the toast. And...
Wait. You were the best man?
No. I gave the toast.
How do you give a toast at a wedding where you're now the best
man? Well, long story super short, my friend Jonathan, who got married, doesn't really have...
Friends?
Practically, no. Well, okay. Doesn't have...
Which is, I mean, some people don't
doesn't have, like, any family around, even that would have come in for the wedding. So, right. So he got married, and it was 99% her people. Like, they had a bridal party, but...
Why do they gotta be her people?
Well, they were black.
Really?
God. Oh, fuck you, Matt. I'm gonna finish this story. No, so it was a black wedding, which was... Super fun.
They never wrote a song about that.
What, the black
wedding?
It's
a nice day for a black
wedding. Well, that was the first thing that I was thinking of when I was walking in, too. Because I told my friend, I asked him, I go, what color are the girls wearing? Because if I'm going to be giving a speech, I don't want to match like what the wedding party's wearing. Because then that would just be weird.
All right, just get to the point.
Okay. So I asked him what color, and he goes, oh, don't worry. Everybody's going to be all pimped out, like joking around. And I'm not joking. There were people like pimped out. It was fucking fantastic.
Like a whole bunch of godfathers and hoes?
No, but, like, one guy had, like...
Trying to keep it wrestling-related.
One guy, well, he had a top hat on, and, like, Prince Albert.
Any canes?
And yes, there was a cane.
And I'm not talking about Big Red Machines.
But the guy actually needed the cane.
Were there any Big Red Machines?
No.
No.
There were Little Red Corvettes, though. Hi-yo!
Little Red Corvette.
But no, It was cool. The wedding was awesome. They actually hired like a singer, like she was like a professional, like up and coming, like R&B and kind of like a Whitney Houston kind of singer.
All right.
So she performed a bunch. It was.
I think
great.
She was also at my opioid task force recovery fundraiser.
Boom.
She was. I remember her.
Boo.
She sang beautifully. But then she disappeared for a little while. You
no,
find
she was
her.
She was a great singer. And the
we
best...
didn't check the bathtub though.
Ooh. Why? She might be sleeping in well, there with her daughter.
Remember? Oh, okay, yeah. Right.
Yes, I do remember. Okay. That's the joke.
Well, I was waiting. It took a little while for you.
No, so I did. I did wind up giving the speech, and it was cool, man. It was real. It was a lot of fun. My wife was the only white woman at the wedding. Well, there was an Asian couple, but are they considered white? I don't know.
No, they're considered Asian.
Okay, so there you go. So my wife was like the only white woman at the wedding. And nobody's interested in her, probably because her ass wasn't big enough. But I'm just saying.
Oh, boy.
All right, I'm trying to make it funny, but yeah, it was a good time. It was a good time.
So how did the speech go?
The speech was awesome. I didn't have to look at my notes. I kept them in my pocket.
How long did you go?
4.5 minutes.
Oh, that's way too long.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No one wants to hear you talk.
No, they did, dude. I got 2 applause breaks and a standing ovation when the toast came up.
How many jokes did you steal from somebody?
All right, well, so here's the other thing, right? No, I didn't steal the jokes, but you're going to love this. This is clever. So one of the bridesmaids...
I don't believe I love this at all.
One of the bridesmaids wanted to speak before I spoke, and she was up there for 30 seconds. And what does she open with? She's like, so LaShawn, that's the bride. So LaShawn calls me up one day and says, I met this great white guy. And everybody starts laughing. So I'm like, bam, there's my opening. So when my speech starts, I'm like, just so you know, I'm a pretty good white guy myself. Bam, laughs. I'm like, I got this shit. It was awesome.
Man, that doesn't sound very funny.
It doesn't?
No.
It was great, dude. It went over like gangbusters.
I believe you.
And I followed up with, okay, cool. You guys react a lot better than my bathroom mirror does.
Oh, my God. I would have gave you the hook.
No, it was awesome. It was awesome. And I kept it clean. There was no profanities. There were no even inklings at racial jokes. I put the bride over. I
your,
put the groom
your first
over.
One was a racial joke.
No, but it was based on what someone else said. Like, I just built along with it. You know what I'm saying?
It's called a tag in the business.
Oh, okay. I tagged her. I tagged her. Good.
Atta boys. Now we're getting somewhere in the story.
All right. So that's pretty much it. I just wanted to put myself over that. I was able to get a nice little... speech there. Nice little toast for the bride and groom.
Nice. Well, that's good. That's
congratulations to Jonathan and LaShawn, by the way.
All right.
Jonathan does listen to the show. So
congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, you meant them.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get back to Raw. The shakeup started.
Pretty heavy shakeup.
Yeah, pretty big. As a matter of fact, before we get into it, Vince McMahon was touting that he was going to have some big news.
Do they still use tout?
No, they don't. They used it for like 3 weeks.
So is he really touting if he's not... on tout?
Ooh, that's like a fucking... That's one of those scruples questions.
It's called a mind fuck is what it's called.
Ooh.
Or is he just bragging?
That's ooh.
He can't... Is he? I mean, come on. Can't be touting if he doesn't have tout.
I wish I had the fucking the X-Files music. That's some deep shit, Kevin.
Hey, listen. I'm due every now and then. do every now and then. Ah.
Doody-doody-doo. Oh, fuck. Wrestling talk?
Talk about wrestling. No, seriously, the Superstar shakeup was, I mean, after WrestleMania week, like, you're going to expect
Big things.
No,
big
things. I was going to say not so big things. You're so hopped up on WrestleMania week that there's going to be a letdown at some point.
Why? You think this was a letdown?
No. I'm just saying it's not going to be as stimulating a conversation as the 8 million things that we have going on during WrestleMania week.
So you're sad, like you feel like we have nothing to talk about.
No, I think that the superstars. I mean, I feel weird doing it without. I don't know when Matt's going to get here.
Fuck him anyway. He's listening.
But
well, we could start with Luke Harper asking for his release.
Anyone really shocked about that?
Well, hasn't he been hurt?
No, but he's been healthy, and they still haven't done anything with him.
He worked Worlds Collide recently.
Yeah, against Donovan.
Oh, Dijakovic.
Yeah.
Yes. That is the name now, right?
Dijakovic, yes.
Yeah, like, what was the point of changing his name? What was wrong with Dijak?
Because that's his real name? Is that his real name?
Dijakovic?
No, is Dijak his real name?
I don't know. Now I gotta look this up.
No, I mean, you don't have to. I'm gonna go ahead and assume that it is. So, that's why they changed it.
Yeah,
so they can own it.
But that's such a dumb, silly fucking, like, thing to add on, you know?
I don't hate it.
Unless Dijakovic.
Oh well, what's his name? Punishment Martinez got a new name too.
Yeah, Christopher James Dijak.
So oh, that's what. It, yeah,
Dijak is his real name.
Yeah.
Oh, and his name is Dominic now, not Donovan. I didn't even know that.
Is it?
That's what. It
I guess
says
so.
Here.
Yeah. I guess I never really
Dominic
noticed.
Dijak. But I mean, I always just know him as Donovan. Like I never fucking.
Oh, you're on a first name basis with him. That's great.
Well, I call him Donnie.
I call him Donnie Boy.
Donnie Fuckface.
Was he at the wedding?
No, he wasn't.
Okay. But Punishment Martinez is now called like Damian Priest?
Yes, I think so.
Damian Priest, I want to say. I wonder if that's in Matt's notes.
See, now they have no problem with going away from war, but they're going to name somebody Priest? I don't get it. That's just kind of like
That's a fair point.
That's just silly. It really is, you know?
Maybe just a play on like Judas Priest.
Matt's asking me to mention that Donovan was turned into a white nationalist. Is that part of his character or is he making fun of me?
No, I think I actually heard that.
Really?
But I don't know to what extent.
Really? Like nationalist like God Bless America or nationalist like kill everyone
like,
else?
Like Rougeau Brothers? Like I love America now. I'm going to move here. It's my favorite place.
Oh, is that? Oh, that's it?
No, I don't. I'm asking. I don't know.
Well, I mean, because I mean.
Or is it like seriously like Donald Trump supporter?
All right.
Not to get political.
Yeah, well, like, not to, but we're going to.
No. Or like borderline. I guess if you're white, is a white. I don't even want to get into it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is like what is a textbook definition of a nationalist?
Somebody who has pride in their nation?
What is the textbook definition of a white nationalist?
Somebody who is white that's proud of their white nation?
What is the connotation?
But you see, all right, now we got to get political. Everything with Trump was just nationalist. I think white nationalist was just
that's a polite way of saying a racist, correct?
I think so.
All right. So then if that's the case, that's a really bad move on WWE's part.
No, but let's change them to the Viking fucking party or whatever the hell it was, the Viking experience.
Now, if it's just like he's playing a character, like I said, kind of like the Rougeau brothers, where they're saying they love the country.
That's
just in tongue in cheek. They really don't.
Yeah.
That's okay. But I haven't seen the thing yet. So I don't know. Matt can hopefully explain that.
I don't know. All I know is that he wrestled Luke Harper at some Worlds Collide thing. I didn't see the match, but they had a highlight reel going around where it looked like it was pretty good.
Well, I mean, how could it not be?
Well.
Donnie Boy and Lukey, Lukey Lou.
Lukey Lou. What a dick. Lukey Lou.
Look, that's a first name basis right there.
By the way, tonight, joining us on the hotline in the 8 o'clock hour,
yeah,
Anthony
wow.
Green, the retrosexual.
The retrosexual.
The Jesse, Uncle Jesse's.
Uncle Jesse's favorite wrestler.
Was
no,
that?
No, it's no. The Uncle Jesse of
the Uncle
of
Jesse
pro
of
wrestling.
Wrestling.
Yeah, who's been tearing it up all over the place. Newly signed by our good pal Gabe at WWN Live.
Yes.
And Evolve.
Yes.
So very much excited to talk to him.
He needs more money. He's got to bail Aunt Becky out of prison. Hi-yo!
All right.
Hi-yo, there you go.
If who would you pick?
Who?
All right, so he calls himself, or at least at one point called himself, the Uncle Jesse of pro wrestling. Who would you pick as the Aunt Becky of pro wrestling?
Wait. Now you got me thinking. Is he Uncle Jesse Full House, or is he Uncle Jesse Dukes of Hazzard?
He's Uncle Jesse Full House.
Really?
He's got to be. There's no way he's old enough to reference Dukes of Hazzard.
Where's he from? Is he a local guy?
He's from up north, from Massachusetts, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, then he's got to be Uncle Jesse from...
Full House.
Yeah. It's
so who would you pick? Who would be the Aunt Becky of pro wrestling?
Ooh. I don't know. My first instinct was Elizabeth, but I'm not going that prissy for Aunt Becky. Wow. Poof.
What about, like, Sonny?
No, definitely not.
No?
Definitely not. She's got to be more mellow. Sonny's just...
What about Molly Holly?
That's a good call. But Molly Holly with full head of hair.
Yes, blonde Molly.
Yes, not pixie haircut or shaved Molly.
Or not the superhero, not Mighty Molly.
Not Mighty Molly.
But...
Yeah, Molly Holly's probably the call.
So, Anthony Green and Molly Holly.
Well...
Get married...
Yes.
San Francisco.
There you go.
Remember that episode when Uncle Jesse wanted to go skydiving and got caught in the tree and the parachute?
Then what episode was it where they got stuck underwater? They were doing a radio show underwater.
I don't think they ever got stuck underwater.
I thought they got stuck underwater doing a radio show.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
I got to look this up now.
They did do a show underwater in Disney World.
But didn't they get trapped under there?
No. That being the underwater thing had really nothing to do with the plot. Other than maybe something goofy like Joey was like snorkeling around behind him or some shit. They didn't get trapped. There was like no like... That was the emergency. Like, they got, like, Uncle Jesse got trapped in, like, a garage once with Michelle and Stephanie on her birthday.
This is terrible. I Google Uncle Jesse underwater, and for some reason it came up under Eater. John Stamos took an underwater selfie. Who gives a shit?
Well, I mean, no. I have a lot of free time, Tony. I watch a lot of stupid television, and I'm pretty sure that they did not get trapped underwater.
I thought they got stuck like in like a bubble that was like under there where they were broadcasting or
they
something.
They were, but they didn't get stuck.
Okay. Well, then I'm mixing up that episode with the
maybe
other
they
episode.
Did.
But they always wound up getting in trouble. Like you said, he got caught in the tree before the wedding.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just stupidity on that show.
Yeah. But
stupidity.
So Molly Holly is the Aunt Becky of professional wrestling.
That's the consensus. That's the way I would see it.
All right.
Are we completely avoiding talking about the shakeup until Idiot gets here?
No, we don't have to.
Okay. Big news! Jim Ross and Conrad Thompson. What? Yes?
No, I'm excited. I want to hear Jim Ross's take on a lot. Like, I love these podcasts. I love the Bischoff podcast. I love What Happened When. Not that I don't like What Happened When.
Okay,
Something to Wrestle. Those are my go-tos. Like, if I bang those out in, like, the first 2 days of the week, my work week is, like, shot for the rest of the week.
Okay. So let me see. It says here that if you subscribe to Jim Ross's current podcast, you're okay because they're going to take over the old feed. So that's a good thing. Of course, he's doing it. It's going to be called Grilling JR.
I thought it was called Slobberknocker.
No, they're changing it. That was the old, that was apparently the name of the old podcast.
I just read it today.
Yeah. Conrad Thompson was on the Ross Report last week and said the new show would be called Grilling JR, and it would be similar to Something to Wrestle. This is going to be pretty cool.
Because isn't Cody Rhodes doing the first episode?
I think I read that Cody was going to be involved with it in some way, shape, or form. Yeah. But, record the first episode, which also features Cody Rhodes. Yeah. So which means they're probably going to be covering something that Dusty was involved in.
Or it's just All Elite. Something.
Yeah, but he said it's going to be similar to what he does with Bruce, and that's pretty much like, let's pick an event and cover it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? So who knows? I'm going to pull up the list from the Superstar Shakeup.
I got it all up here.
Oh, for real?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, then let's have at it. Well, the first ones were the Viking War Party.
No, the first one was The Miz.
Oh, that's right. Which pisses me off in a way.
Why?
Not because The Miz is going to Raw, but because now Shane McMahon won this fucking feud with The Miz, and that's going to be over and done with.
They continued it on last night, kind of.
Yeah, they did, just by the fact of Shane and Stephanie being there.
Shane's a McMahon. He can go wherever he wants.
I don't know. It was just kind of dumb. That shit's got... I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to have one more blow-off?
I don't know. But did you see the fucking... I don't know if it was a chair shot that The Miz took and fucking split the side of his head?
I didn't catch what exactly happened to him, but I saw that he had blood all over his face.
I think he got it with a chair, but I'm not sure. But yeah, so Miz is the first one. Then we had officially now... A.R. Fox and... Not A.R. Fox.
Jesus, they all don't look alike.
Aleister Black and... I was confusing A.R. Fox and Aleister Black, not A.R. Fox and Ricochet.
Why? Because his name is Black?
That's fun.
It's funny.
That was good.
That was good. Ricochet, Aleister Black, your boys, Zack Ryder, Curt Hawkins, against the Revival and the Viking War Party or whatever.
Oh, you could... That title reign is as good as over now.
Well, who took the pin? Zack? Yeah, Zack Ryder took the pin. So
title reign is as good. It was a good 2 week run, boys. you still got the podcast.
This is another thing that pisses me off. How many freaking champions had to lose on Raw? How many champions lost on Raw?
A few.
Andrade beat Finn Balor. No,
I no problem with that.
These guys are champions, Kevin.
Yeah,
they're,
it's a shakeup, man. This is like a first time matchup.
So everybody that came in won pretty much, right? I mean,
Usos... not. I mean, if you count AR Fox and Ricochet, then no.
they lost. The Viking War Party won. Oh, because Aleister Black lost. Well, because Aleister Black and Ricochet are officially signed to Raw now.
Right. So that I consider that part of the Superstar Shakeup.
All right, fair enough. But for all intents and purposes, they've been on Raw a shitload of times already in the past month.
Right, I agree. But it was so funny. Like, I don't know where Michael Cole jumped to the conclusion. Like, they've been like, as soon as you see Ricochet, they're like, does that mean that he's officially on Raw? Like, out of nowhere? Like, why would you assume that? He's been on both shows. And then Aaron Fox comes out, and they're like, what does that mean that he's here too? And they're like, they're a tandem.
So dumb.
So, I mean, Aleister Black. Why do I keep saying Aaron Fox?
I don't know. I can't correct you anymore. I feel like I'm going to lose my voice. The Usos beat Rude and Gable.
Yeah, but anyone would have beat Rude and Gable.
Bayley and Naomi beat the Iconics. Come on, dude. Really? So now we're feeling the glow. And wow.
The glow buddies?
As an aside, what the fuck with Sasha Banks?
I have no idea.
Is she a crybaby?
Like, I have no idea.
Like, I don't. She unfollows Vince. She unfollows WWE. She follows All Elite. Then she just keeps putting on, like, these awful tweets. Like, she doesn't know what the fuck she's doing.
Who else unfollowed WWE recently, but it's still there?
Was it Sami Zayn?
Oh yeah, that could be storyline. Yeah.
Might have been Sami Zayn. Yeah, so I don't know. But that's another set of champions that lost. Oh great. So EC3 got signed too, huh?
Well, he was kind of there too, but
well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So he got destroyed. Fucking stupid. So
that's the most perplexing thing to me is how they've been treating EC3 because
they haven't done shit with them.
Because I thought if anyone was going to bypass NXT when they signed and gone right to the main roster, it was going to be EC3.
They need, and I'll say it again, why not just bring in fucking, you know, like old wonky eyes,
Dixie?
And just have Aunt Dixie be there and take care of her nephew, and then she pretends like she wants to sleep with Shane or sleep with Vince. You know what I'm saying?
Well, did it?
Do the old storyline where she's trying to get, you know, the old Forrest Gump storyline. She's trying to get her boy a job.
I thought they put Rockstar Spud with him, too.
Did they?
I thought
maybe
they did.
Was he there?
I'm pretty sure they did, but I didn't see him last night, though.
Well, he was also tweeting out that he was getting married to somebody from one of the Diva shows, from one of the tournaments. I forget. But
Rockstar Spud?
Yeah. I forget who he was. He's marrying somebody that was on one of the Mae Young classics. He's fucking tiny.
You gonna give the speech at his wedding too?
I hope so. That'd be cool as shit. I would love to. Great, we got Becky Lynch and Ruby Riott again. Guess who lost that one?
Ruby Riott.
Yeah. AR Fox.
AR Fox.
I don't know.
That would be a superstar shakeup if you brought AR Fox into the picture.
I don't know. Yeah, it's all right. Your microphone's not on. You can just make all the noise in the world.
Why would you leave my microphone on?
Because you weren't here. I didn't think you'd be fucking knocking things over like a gorilla. Everybody, hey, Matt's here, everyone.
I didn't knock anything. I was putting my fucking laptop down.
Gorilla. Fuck you. Fuck me.
Yeah, what did I do to you? I took Ed in the car. I put on the show. Wait for fucking asshole to show a fucking dick eater. He's going to be here soon.
Wait.
What did I do to you?
I didn't call you by your pseudonym.
What did I do to you?
What did I do to you?
I didn't do anything this week. I didn't bust your balls about your stupid, awful, boring stories. God bless you, Kevin, for trying. I give Kevin all the credit in the world for that. He tried to steer the ship, but you had to tell your boring story. And what, did you save all your racist shit for tonight, you piece of shit?
What racist shit? I didn't say anything racist.
Every time he said AR Fox, you said black, and then you rang the bell.
So no, racist. He said it.
Yeah, but I didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, but he has a bad memory.
And I confused AR Fox with Aleister Black, not Ricochet.
Because of the...
No.
No, see, you racist.
You went there. I didn't.
Racist. You saved your racist shit for the show. You should have used it at the wedding. Jerk off.
Hey, it was a fun wedding,
fuck
man.
You.
We had a blast.
You're fucking picking on me for no reason, you hurtful prick.
Well, we finally got to see Lacey Evans wrestle.
Can I get set up now? Why'd you leave my mic on?
Well,
turn my mic
off. Shut it off. You have a switch on your microphone, you know. It's off now. You can't talk. Go take your piss. Oh, Jesus.
I am a big fan of Lacey Evans.
Really?
Yes.
I don't gotta pee.
Mr. No Toilet Man.
Yeah, give it 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'll be like, okay, I gotta get a drink.
I think she's awesome, dude. Lacey Evans, their promos that she cuts are sick. That's just me. I'm a fan.
They fed her Natalya, and that's pretty much it.
Hey, she I could see her taking one of the belts off Becky.
But good thing you brought that up. That's exactly what I was going to. Did you notice? She said she was here.
I'm going to guess no, I didn't.
She was here to take the Raw Championship from Becky.
I did notice that.
That's fucking weird.
Because you just said it.
Because now, does this mean that they're not keeping the belts together? They're going to split them apart?
I never thought that we're going to keep them together.
But then
anyway.
Why combine them to begin with? Why would you take that away from
Asuka? To have Becky on both shows, but if you ever wanted to, you could have a champ on each show again.
I don't know. That's just kind of weird to me.
And it was the outcome of the first women's WrestleMania main event.
Oh, fucking genius over here. He knows fucking... What are you, Lanny Poffo now? You fucking know everything?
Maybe I am.
Well, give us some poetry.
I don't... There once was a man from Nantucket.
All right, really?
I don't know. I don't know any poetry.
Who joined DX and said, suck it.
I see. Kevin's good.
Then he resigned because he didn't have enough time. And his name was Brian James.
And then he just said, fuck it.
Well, that's
that
why
been,
they...
That would have been good. There once was a man from Nantucket who decided to join DX and said, suck it.
All right, Jesus.
He decided to resign because he didn't have time. So Brian James walked out and said, fuck it.
In your face.
Actually pretty good. I like that.
Thank you.
We just made it wrong.
We did. I believe that's what was that, a limerick?
Yes. Yes.
Brian Minerick?
Holy fuck.
Why are you so... I don't understand.
What?
It's two belts. It was the first ever women's main
event.
Yeah,
right, I get it. Yeah, it was wonderful. It was
what?
It was
I'm going to fucking punch
a good
you
time
man,
was had by
God.
All. It was fucking great.
Fucking dead.
Yeah, I'm on board with Lacey Evans. I think she takes the belt off Becky.
All right, cool. Good for her.
At some point.
Did you notice that when Seth and Roman were backstage talking about their mystery partner, the mystery partner opened the door and then closed it real quick?
Yeah. We're live, pal!
Somebody put it side by side with Vader when Road Warrior Hawk came out of the door and fucking panicked and went back.
Part of me thinks that was on
purpose. I think so. I think it was.
Because you didn't actually see anybody.
No. You couldn't even tell.
Yeah.
But it was really fucking good. So, yeah, so... AJ
Styles it's live
now,
TV, pal.
All right, I got a list. You want to give me all the list?
Of what? Everyone?
Everyone.
I mean, we're already like three quarters of the way.
Well, who
in.
Do we miss?
We said, all right, let's go. Let me do an order again. Miz, Ricochet, Aleister Black, Usos, War Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
You had Naomi. You had AJ at mm-hmm. the end. Am I missing somebody?
You're missing a bunch. Eric Young apparently came over.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. How did they do that? I missed that.
I missed it too. Do you know how they brought
did they,
over?
Did they
AJ?
Just say it? Did AJ. They just put it on like a screen? Or?
Yeah, I think they just announced it. They didn't bring
and
him
it,
out or anything.
And it was just him. It's not the other guys.
No, it's just him.
And I think Cedric Alexander is coming. To
yes, Cedric, I'm excited
well.
About that one.
There were yeah. Oh, Rey Mysterio had a this oh, and that with yeah. what's his nuts.
Oh yeah, but Lars Sullivan.
Lars Sullivan.
I'm not impressed.
God,
I was not impressed. I do feel bad for the guy if he's got emotional problems, but I'm not impressed by that debut.
We all have emotional problems.
Yeah, I do. I kind of feel bad. So Zynga Vega and Andrade.
Zelina.
Zynga.
Oh, and Bray Wyatt, apparently. Adult. These fucking retard puppets keep coming up.
Why do you have to say, what's your beef with the puppets?
I don't know. They're stupid.
He's the puppet master.
Well, good for him. Is Kevin Sullivan coming in, too?
Maybe.
No, he's the taskmaster.
Well, doesn't somebody have to give the puppets tasks?
Well, if things have to get done, then taskmaster comes in.
Ugh.
But until then, it's just a puppet show.
Oh, okay. I guess. I don't know. Any thoughts on the shakeup?
I thought Raw was fucking awful.
Wait, you weren't serious when you were telling us how great it was?
I never said it was great.
I thought you used the word awesome.
No. It was awesomely bad.
Okay, I don't think
How do you put Rude and Gable in the ring and then announce a mystery opponent, and before they even come out, you put the fucking Usos name across the screen?
Okay, so that was...
And I know you guys talked about Viking experience, so we don't need to cover that. The Finn-Andrade match was great, and the Sami Zayn segment was great.
Sami's awesome.
That was it. How many fucking six-man tag matches do we have to see with Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre, and fucking...
Corbin Bernstein.
Yeah, seriously.
Corbin Bernstein. Coach.
Fuck
Coach
off.
Has been drafted to Raw.
First of all, that's not Coach.
Corbin Bernstein?
No.
Oh, no, that's... Oh, fuck. Corbin Bernstein.
Is L.A. Law.
Yes. Well, he was also Major League.
Yeah.
And wasn't he Dorn?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Ha! Fucking lean into it, Dorn.
fucking didn't Charlie Sheen fuck his wife?
Yeah, because she saw
now she's got AIDS.
Him.
Tiger blood.
Jesus Christ!
You have AIDS.
You stupid ass.
Correct. Ding.
That's a good time for me to get up for a second.
Why? Where are you going?
I'm having one more beer.
Oh, I would have grabbed it while I was over there.
Nah, no problem. I need to pee anyway.
Oh, okay. Okay. I missed like the first 3 minutes of the show, so I don't know if you shit on me for
no
reason whatsoever.
No,
you just waited till.
Bro.
Oh, okay. I don't know what your fucking hostility is all about, fuck.
There's no hostility. I actually feel pretty good today. I updated some stuff on the soundboard. You've been getting us a lot of liners, my friend.
I've been doing a lot of standing
up,
around.
We open up with VSK today. Oh,
nice.
You want to meet the fourth wizard?
We have a fourth wizard?
Ted DiBiase.
Ooh.
Kevin and I love that so much.
I didn't know
actually,
we had one.
I made it a drop.
Ted DiBiase.
All right. Ted DiBiase.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, fucking man.
Fucking man, fucking woman. There you
the
go.
Fucking Raw was just. I'm with you on the fucking.
The fucking.
Sorry, I'm very.
Worked up.
I was going to leave real early from work.
Oh,
and
boy.
My fucking boss showed up just to eat a fucking veggie burger and sit there with
me
till 7 o'clock. No, and then some fucking asshole and his dumb kids came up. As soon as I closed the oven and put everything away, can we order a pizza? Fucking asshole.
So you had to make him a pizza because your
boss
was there?
Yes.
So if your boss wasn't there, you would have said,
I would have been like, sorry, we're closed.
Oh, get to stepping, dick.
Sorry, we're closed, and I would have fucking left. Fucking assholes.
Oh, good lordy lord.
But,
yeah,
man,
so,
the fucking champions losing? Fucking dumbest thing ever.
A lot of
ever.
Champions lost,
dumbest.
Dude.
Fucking stupid.
It makes no...
It takes away so much credibility. The Intercontinental Championship, and I know
and
this is not... The 80s and the 90s, but fucking A, man.
You said but fucking A. Yeah, considering he just won the damn belt as the demon.
Oh, the fucking demon. Finn Balor needs to fuck off, too.
Oof. Were you upset when they changed his name from Prince Devitt, from Fergie?
I don't know if I was upset. I mean, it was...
What was a really bad name change to you?
Like,
you
from
have
someone
any?
That was already in WWE and they just changed his name out of nowhere. Not, like, repackaged, but, like, just, like, same thing, same guy, different fucking stupid name. There might not have been someone like
Al
that.
Snow was Avatar, Leaf Cassidy.
Yeah, Leaf Cassidy was pretty shit. But then again, who really knew who Al Snow was at that point in his career? You know what I'm saying?
But, like, has there ever been... Like, I don't know if you were listening. Like, when out of nowhere, they're on NXT, they're these guys. Everyone that comes up from NXT, pretty much for the most part, keeps the same name. Vince just changes these two guys' name. Doesn't even change. Again, if you want to change the name because of the war, no problem with that. No problem. But then, like, to change him to Ivar and Eric instead of keeping him Rowan Hansen,
I think it's just stupid.
Oh, and what's his nuts
now,
is coming?
Because they're still the NXT Tag Team Champions, so they're still going to go back to NXT and be billed as the War Raiders.
Yeah, makes that. That's what makes it worse. I completely forgot about that.
So it's like, what? It's just. I think it shows how out of touch Vince is.
He's fucking old and tired.
I
beat up.
I get it.
I don't. Like, he shouldn't be fucking doing this anymore.
This move is like a real head scratcher, and it doesn't. And don't get me wrong, Hansen's a former guest of the show. He's a great guy. Him and Roe are awesome. They deserve all the success in the world. And they're not going to be like, oh, no, we don't want to be called fucking the Viking experience. But
yeah,
fuck, man. Like, I saw a meme today. Someone was like, hey, Luke, you want to be part of the Viking experience? He was like, no, I'll just take my release. Thanks.
Oh, Luke Harper?
Yeah. Like, what the fuck is a Viking experience?
Ah. They're not a team. They're just nothing. You see these guys. It's an experience. That's the only thing I can think of. And was how I was telling Tony before. It's like maybe they live. Not. I'm not saying they're like. Who's a guy that Kevin Sullivan hangs with? On that show, the Discovery Channel show. Who's like who just lives off the land and all that shit.
Oh fuck! What's his name?
I'm not saying that they go out and like hunt, like. Animals in the woods, and that's where they
Ted
live.
Ted Nugent?
No.
No, not the Nuge.
Something, the something man.
Ed Begley Jr.?
No.
Because he lives off the greenness and shit.
I mean, I know that Ro, He LARPs, so.
Yeah, so.
Fuck. He does.
So
he
maybe does, maybe if, because they live the lifestyle, maybe it's that's the experience that they're referring to.
But I don't think to. Hansen does.
I don't know.
Every time I see a picture of Hansen, it's with his cat. Oh, and just for you people who are friends with Marty Jannetty on Facebook, he is at it again.
Oh, no.
Getting out of control with his cat. He's like, came home for the weekend. There's like a tipped over bottle of vodka, $200 bills rolled up, and a couple of lines of what is supposed to be cocaine on the table.
Oh, boy.
So Marty.
Now that's an experience.
Marty is rocking and a rolling.
The Marty Jannetty experience.
How much
is
would
an
you
experience.
Pay for the Marty Jannetty experience?
Just to see it in person?
No, to be part of it.
I wouldn't partake.
Priceless. There's no price. You can't put a price on that.
You would partake in the activities?
Look, you gotta know. He's probably so fucked up that if you just put your face on the table and made a sniffing sound, like pushed it off. Like, and you were like, whoa, like in the movies, like real over the fucking top. He'd be like all about it.
Yeah. Do you think he's just fucking with us?
He's probably just fucking with us, okay. But I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. It's Marty Jannetty. He's a fucking party animal. Party
like
fucking animal. Killian Dane did suggest on Twitter, too, that all of sanity has broken up. All
yes,
of
I
sanity.
Saw that. Yeah.
So now, Killian Dane, I could see being in the Viking experiment. Experience.
Experiment might be better.
Yeah. Failed experiment.
They just could have came up with so many better names for them.
Yeah.
Like, even, I get it. You have to. Fucking Viking Raiders!
That's what I said.
Like, yeah. Why? Get rid of the war. I get it. War, we don't want to do it. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Attaboy.
Did you already use the joke?
No, we didn't.
Okay. What does that sound?
There was a reason we didn't use the joke.
No, I'm actually kind of upset that I didn't.
Why?
I think it's pretty funny.
Why?
Oh my.
So they went from the Raiders to the Vikings. Just thought about that.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
No, I wasn't trying to make
yes,
a real joke.
I didn't think you were.
Yeah.
Fucking Naomi and whoever, what was her fucking awful tag team partner?
Face. Shovel face. Foot. Bailey.
No, was it Bailey?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They beat the Iconics, so we got that going for us.
Yeah, because, you know, because.
So I posed this question on Facebook like a week ago. Is it considered a positive when you're called up to the main roster?
I would think so, yeah.
Unless
more exposure.
You're EC3.
More exposure.
Sure.
You gotta seize the opportunity, pal.
But.
What?
Did you see what they did with the EC3 last night?
There's a lot of things that they do with a lot of people that make no sense.
He's got superstar written all over him.
Not to somebody. Somebody doesn't like him.
He looks like $1 million. He can cut a promo.
He
can
needs
work.
His Aunt Dixie. He needs his Aunt Dixie. He needs somebody to
well,
be
they
paired
put
with.
That's
Rockstar
fine,
with
but then
him.
Why fucking bring him up?
Because
to not use
reasons?
Him.
Because WWE?
Just leave
Why bring up the War Raiders? What was the point? What was the point?
Because the tag team division needs help.
And they just got a bunch of help. They moved the Usos over. They got the fucking Aleister Black and Ricochet now.
Sure.
They just fucking put Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins back together. You got the B-plus team. You got Chad Gable and Bobby Roode. You got the fucking Revival. You got a lot of teams on Raw
Yeah,
right
a lot
now.
Of teams that absolutely mean nothing.
Oh, and Arkham's supposed to be coming back. That's another thing. They brought up the AOP. They did shit with them. They brought up the fucking... The
Revival?
Other, yeah, no, not the Revival. The other
but
idiots.
But the Revival?
The Ascension?
Yes, the Ascension, which they turned into fucking Road Warrior clones. Like, and then, in fact, they fucked all these other teams up. Why bring up the War Raiders? Why? There's no reason to. The tag team roster on Raw right now is fucking loaded.
Yeah, but maybe they're going to put a bunch of them on SmackDown.
You're using the wrong word. Like, loaded. There's a lot of teams, but there's a lot of teams that mean absolutely nothing on that show.
And look what's going to happen to the War Party. They're going to be fucking also-rans.
They're going to feud with AOP when they come back. I'd actually like
to... Oh, yuck.
What?
Tony doesn't like that.
Four big fucking
hosses. I
don't
like the AOP, dude. I'm not impressed by them. I'm just not.
So...
What?
Where do you stand with this EC3 Braun Strowman thing, though?
The EC3 is going to be asking for his release soon. If not, they're going to wind up letting him go.
He's like an example of somebody who just should have stayed in NXT, no?
He probably should have stayed in Impact.
All right, fair enough.
You know what I'm saying? Or maybe Ring of Honor would have been interested in him. I don't know.
You'd have to think that he would know if Ring of Honor was interested in him. But at the end of the day, if Ring of Honor and WWE are into you at the same time, I'm going to say 8 times out of 10, the guy's going to pick
WWE.
I think
that's a fair number, but maybe, yeah. He's taking that chance. What they've done with him, maybe not completely his fault, but I don't know.
No, it's definitely not his fault.
Well,
I mean, we can't say for certain that he's not a dick behind the scenes, but
that's what I
don't
mean.
Think he is.
Somebody doesn't like him for some reason. They love Aleister Black and Ricochet. Those fuckers have been on every TV show for like a month and a half.
Yeah, because it's a fancy new toy.
There you go.
And it's two single stars that they stuck together as a tag team.
Yeah, don't get me started on that.
Oh, and it's great. Look, hey, I'm EC3. I don't say shit, and I got a big nose. That's it.
You don't think there's more to EC3?
There is, but not what we've seen on television. What have you seen EC3 do on television that goes, this guy's a standout?
I thought he did really well in NXT.
Yeah, but what has he done since they called him up?
Nothing.
He's
that's
not
the
even
problem.
Allowed to talk. Yeah, exactly. No, they've given nobody a reason to give a shit about EC3 on the main roster. They haven't.
But they made this big to-do about them calling up all these NXT guys, and he was one of them. And they made a big announcement.
It doesn't matter. What happened when they call it the Ascension? They turn out they turn them into LOD knockoffs, and they shit the bed immediately.
That's just bad booking.
EC3, they brought him out on a moment of bliss, and the guy didn't even get to say a word. Like, what the fuck?
That's just bad story writing.
Well, that's the thing. They've given him nothing to do. Like, nothing worthwhile, nothing creative, nothing.
Did you talk about the creativity on SmackDown and your new tag team champions that we missed out on last week?
Oh, yes. No, we didn't, actually.
Oh.
Well, because the Usos moved over to Raw.
Right. So they had... Now, the Hardy Boys are the tag champs because they beat the Usos.
What'd you think of that?
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
The Hardy Boys.
I understand, but I like the bar. I like the bar.
You like the bar?
I like
Big E's hurt, too, right? He's out for a while.
Torn menisc.
Arkham's coming back, though, so we got...
You seem very excited about AOP.
I am excited.
Are you?
Just because they remind me of Anthony and Danny.
All right, fair enough.
It's the only reason why I give a shit about them.
Wow.
The only reason. Because really? Now it means something to the
Can't
show.
Can't you just separate them? Aren't Anthony and Danny more meaningful in your world?
Yeah, they are. But it's nice to see friends of yours on TV, you know? Kevin's got the fucking Major Boys, and we've got Arkham and Razor.
What's this wee shit? You got frogs in your pockets?
What, you don't like the Arkham and Razor of the
I like Wizards? Danny and Anthony. I do refer to them as the authors of pain, but I do not do that.
That might be the favorite thing I've ever come up with.
Yes. That was good.
I don't like be like, oh, I can't wait for Arkham to come back so then I could like you got a fucking clear head, bro. You fucking weirdo.
Who is the biggest acquisition tonight on SmackDown?
Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
100%. Oh, no.
Any chance they pull, like, this weird swerve and it's fucking Brock Lesnar?
Oh, that's possible, too.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, Kevin just ruined it
Kevin
for us.
Kevin fucking ruined it. Thanks, buddy.
Who else could it be other than those two? Is there anyone hurt that we're not thinking of? Is there anyone that's not around?
I mean, Kevin Owens, but...
He's already on SmackDown. Is there anyone from NXT that they can call up and ruin for Tony?
Oh, Cassius Ohno. They'll have the Battle of the KOs at fucking Fastlane or whatever the next pay-per-view is.
Oh, no.
What if it's Adam Cole, baby?
No. Oh, fucking boo-hoo.
No, because they still got the storyline where there's dissension.
Didn't stop him with the War Raiders.
Oh, maybe Johnny Gargano.
Ugh, please no.
Nah, it's got to be Roman, right?
Oh,
I'm pretty
shit.
Sure we all think it's Roman.
Night two of it's 4 minutes away. The superstar
Naito. He's gonna be there.
Naito.
Naito.
Maybe.
Is Ibushi gonna be there too? My golden boy.
Yeah, your boy Ibushi's gonna be there. You fucking dickhead.
Well, as we pontificate about who's gonna be on SmackDown tonight, Matt, a little thing we like to say.
I'm back after this.
We here at the Shining Wizards know that you love to do online shopping, and most of you do it through Amazon. But don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com. Click on your country's banner, and when you shop, any money that you spend goes a little bit to support the show. It's not a whole lot, but every little bit helps. And the more you buy, the more we get supported, and the more everybody can be happy, and we can continue to bring you the best professional wrestling podcasting.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself
right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the weekend entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at Inconclusive Pod or Facebook.com/Inconclusive Breakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message.
Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew.
Because we're up all night.
Too sweet. No. It's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B Plus Player Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. We'll see you there.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Shaka, my dudes, it's the Beach Bum, Freddy Flamingo, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards.
All right, we're back, and we want to take this time to thank...
We want to thank our Patreon followers and supporters.
If you want to support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, go over to our Patreon, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. We want to thank the following: Anthony and Danny Rusinello, known as
the AOP.
The AOP. Cindy Ardone. Cindy Ardone. Mr. Dark Helmet himself, Ryan Arthur. Kathy Hummer, who's got her brand new banner up on our website.
Hummer got a brand new banner.
Manny Kratzo. Mike Martinelli.
Mikey.
Sean Calejo. Sean Toe. And, of course, William Mercer Jr.
Lives are going to be in William Mercer's hands.
See, I make a little mumble about everybody, and then Kevin makes fun of me, and then he gives fucking Mercer a whole spiel.
Because that's a gimmick,
because that's gold.
Oh, so my stuff is silver.
Yours was awful.
Your stuff shit brown.
Your stuff doesn't even qualify as stuff.
Well, you guys could say shit and stuff and all you want, but as soon as Matt's done with the plugs, I got some stuff I want to bring to the show.
All right, so patreon.com/wizardspodcast. Tony put up the first two watch-alongs, so if you donate $5 a month, you will get these special watch-alongs. They're about 20 minutes long.
And they're special, all right.
The first one is hysterical. It did go out to all our Patreon supporters. The second one is just as good, if not better. So expect more of those to come with all three of us, with just one of us, two of us. I might do one with my mother-in-law because she doesn't watch wrestling.
Oh, my God, that would be awesome.
I think it'll be hysterical. Maybe get my salty wife to make fun of professional wrestling. So if you want to support us, $1 a month minimum. $12 a year, That's what you spend at Burger King, you fucking slob. Angry Whopper's back, by the way. Ooh. Don't know if you guys know that.
Which one's the Angry Whopper?
The one that makes you shit all sorts of crazy colors.
Mm.
It's got the black bun.
Oh, gross. No, no,
and then
no.
You poop like fucking
yeah,
fire
I've heard
red.
About, I've heard about that thing.
It's awesome. So patreon.com/wizardspodcast. $1, $5, $10, $15, $20. So many levels to choose from. Whatever you can afford.
Oh, big announcement, by the way.
Oh.
Not only does Shining Wizards Matt have his own t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/Shining Wizards. Not only does Shining Wizards Kevin have a t-shirt on prowrestlingtees.com/Shining Wizards. But now, Fake News Tony has a shirt on prowrestlingtees.com/Shining Wizards. Go check it out now. I highly recommend paying the extra $3.99 and getting the soft version of the t-shirt.
No, what?
Exactly, mama. Go over there, get the shirt, put it on your chest, take a picture of it, and I'll wave to you or something.
Yeah,
like
the
that.
Soft is the way to go.
Yeah, but the shirt is awesome. Am I wrong?
It looks great.
Yeah.
Did you hit us with any fake news yet?
No, not yet, but it's coming.
Oh.
It's coming.
Coming.
Okay, so you have been awesome going out, getting us lined lately. By the way, Anthony Green coming up very shortly, but we got some time to squeeze in a little this is and that's is. I went out and got us some liners myself.
Oh, oh boy.
And I didn't want to put them out there because I didn't want you guys to, to not be surprised on the show, but actually listen to them.
Really?
Live for the first time. Yes.
Oh, this is exciting.
Yes.
Wait, so we're going to use them now instead of actually as liners?
Well, no, because I'm excited about them. I got to play them.
These are surprises.
Yeah, these are surprises.
Like, you know, when we do like a surprise birthday show for Tony.
You're going to really be a dick.
I'm not the one who didn't tell the people he does a podcast with that his birthday was coming up. And then, you know, okay. We do like a birthday episode around
all right.
It.
All right. All right. You're not going to believe it.
Oh, boy.
If you had to guess somebody in a million years I would have never gotten a liner from, who would you guess?
Bruno Sammartino.
Well, unfortunately, no.
Okay.
Kevin, any guesses?
Not even one.
Not even, really.
Hulk Hogan.
All right. I got a liner.
Somebody doing Hulk Hogan.
I got a liner from Hulk Hogan.
He did not.
I got a liner from Hulk Hogan. Boy. You want to hear a liner from Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. This is the Hulkster, Hulk Hogan, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards podcast.
I think I smell some fake news.
Clearly.
What? That was Hogan.
All right. One more time. Can I hear that?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, everyone. This is the Hulkster, Hulk Hogan, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards podcast.
All right. Is that Matt McIntosh doing Hulk Hogan
right.
Or not doing Hulk Hogan?
If there was somebody else you would never think you would get a liner from, who would it be?
Bret the Hitman Hart.
No, I didn't get
one. Was that
Stone Cold?
Wait, did someone say Antonio Inoki?
Oh, please.
Hey, guys, this is Antonio Inoki from New Japan Pro Wrestling, and you're listening to The Shining Wizards.
All right. Is that Dave LaGreca?
Who's doing all these?
All right, I'll give you one more.
Okay.
I'll give you one more. Kevin's favorite guy that's been on the Shining Wizards. He loves his other liner, but I managed to get a new liner from him.
Okay.
Hey guys, it's the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards.
Wow, this is
very impressive, Tony. Well done, sir.
I hope you didn't have to go in pocket for these.
No, dude, it was awesome. I met up with all of them. I said, listen, I got a little project I want to do for my wrestling podcast, and all these guys just lined up.
Just the three? You got more?
Oh, I got more. You want me to save them or you want
me
to play
some more?
Oh, you got more. Oh, I got tons more.
Wow. Let's hear one more.
Hey, this is Andre the Giant. You're listening to the Shining Wizards.
Wow. So,
yes, exactly.
I was going to mention that your backyard looked really nice and clean before. Is that because that's where you hide the DeLorean?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
all right.
It's in the invisible shed that's back there.
Oh, I'm the invisible man.
Oh, my God. Oh,
wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
All right.
And you didn't get a Bruno one.
No, not yet. But I can go back and do that.
I'm a little disappointed.
Love how they personalized each one of them, too.
Oh, you want women wrestlers?
Oh, my God.
Former WWE ladies champion.
Hey, guys, this is Wendy Richter, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards.
Wow.
Wow, thanks, Wendy.
She sounds great.
I know, amazing, wow. Right? I can't believe how well-spoken Antonio Inoki is either.
I wonder how they just keep so in shape.
You want modern?
Oh, please.
Hey, guys, it's the architect, Seth Rollins, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards.
Yeah.
Can we do this every week?
Brilliant. This is absolutely amazing.
Hey, wow. Guys, it's Bobby the Brain Heenan, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
Wow. God bless you.
God, I was really hoping this would have went over well.
No, it's going. I'm having a great time.
You put in some work this
week. I got one more.
Okay, one more.
Hey, guys, this is former WWF President Jack Tunney, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards.
Wow. Fucking.
Can you believe it? Jack Tunney. I grew up watching that kid. Kid, guy, Jesus.
I just tried talking to my fucking bottle.
Oh, wait. I don't know if I played this one yet. I got another Hall of Famer. Oh,
hey, guys, this is Pat Patterson, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards.
Wow. All right.
Who is this?
And I put this out there for everyone. If you've got liners from wrestlers that you'd love to send us to play on the show, please send them over to wizardspodcast@gmail.com.
Please.
I'd love to play liners. We're looking for liners from everybody.
Yeah. All right. That's
holy cow.
I got to know, who was that? Is that Jay George?
No, that's legit, like, the wrestlers, dude.
All right.
That's pretty cool.
What, that doesn't sound like Andre to you?
Hey, this is Andre the Giant, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards.
A little bit.
Hey, guys, this is Tito Santana, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards.
I forgot Tito.
No, you didn't play Tito. That's pretty impressive.
Hey, guys, it's the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards.
I know, but it's so good.
That's a big drop-off from Tito's previous liner that he gave us.
Right?
I gotta say.
Well, he was trying to be serious. He knew he was taking my project seriously.
No pressure, you know. Oh. Pre-recorded. It wasn't live.
But I want to thank all those guys, you know, doing me a solid.
Legends.
Doing the Wizard a solid.
Yeah, really. That's
so
right.
Can we add them to our former guest page now, some of them?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Good. Absolutely. That's very good. Did you guys... what was it? I think it was last Tuesday night. Have you seen any of these Dark Side of the Rings?
No, I have not.
Yes, I have. Give me a minute.
Okay, Tony's going to take a minute. He's going to turn the heat off. I guess Tony's having a heat stroke.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Well, that's why I'm closing the heat. That's why I got up for a second. I started watching the Brody one. Didn't finish it. But... I don't know, man. That Brody one is pretty fucking depressing, dude.
Well, yeah. Okay, so I've been hearing about these Dark Side of the Ring things. They're like 40-minute documentaries on Viceland. That's the channel, right?
Yeah.
See, now, there's Viceland, and is that different than Vice? Isn't Vice a channel, too?
I think
too?
It's the same thing.
I think it is. I think Viceland might be their online streaming kind of nonsense.
Oh, okay. Thing.
So I was scrolling through Twitter last Tuesday night at, like, I don't know, 11:45. And I saw a thing, and I thought it was just a trailer for the Brody thing, and I clicked on it, and it wasn't. It was the whole thing. So I watched it. 40 minutes, fucking awesome. They get Tony Atlas, Dutch Mantel, Bruce Pritchard, but Mantel and Tony Atlas were there.
Right.
In the locker room. So Tony Atlas's story is pretty fucking wild.
I guess I don't want you to spoil it, but I don't know what I'm actually going to
do. Bruiser Brody gets killed.
Thank you. I was just going to say
but
that.
Does Tony Atlas say that he saw it happen?
No, he didn't see it happen.
Okay,
that's basically what I wanted to know. All right.
But he was pretty much the guy that was trying to help Brody after it happened.
Yeah, it's pretty dark stuff. And then that's apparently episode 3, but they gave it out for free on their YouTube channel.
Yes.
Oh, you got to pay for these?
No.
Oh.
But, I mean, it was a free, like, this is what's going
to
be...
Wait, I thought you had to pay. I thought you had to subscribe.
Nah, you can go to fucking Viceland on YouTube and watch them.
Oh, okay.
At least that's how I did. I mean, I subscribed on Amazon TV because it's $1 for the season.
Did you watch any of the other ones?
I watched the first one. I watched the Macho Man and Elizabeth one.
How was that?
It was good. It's nothing you don't already know. It is weird that Linda Hogan is on there, though.
How's she looking?
But her and Elizabeth were close.
They were. But even after the documentary, Hogan took to Twitter and said, you know, love the show, but, you know, there's two truths to every story and you only got one side. Taking a shot at Linda. I'm paraphrasing.
What did Linda say? Anything that...
Like, Linda went to see her and spent time with her, and then she ended up meeting a man and staying with him, and Macho Man showed up and, like, whisked her away, and he was very angry and very intense, and...
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You know, the stuff that you...
It's the dark side of the
Macho stuff that
man.
You hear about, you know, how their real relationship turned into a not-so-great relationship, and then they even play audio of an interview with Lex on Eric Bischoff's podcast, the first one he did with Nick Houseman.
Mm-hmm.
About, and he walks through how Elizabeth died, which is a little weird to listen to.
Yeah.
But Good stuff. The next Dark Side of the Ring. The next one is the Montreal Screwjob. I mean, I know everybody knows the story for that. I think it's Montreal Screwjob, Brody, Moolah is the last one.
That should be interesting.
I forget what the other two ones are. It's good though. They're like 40 minutes. They're really good. If you have time or you're looking for something to watch, definitely check those out.
How weird do you think it was for Del Wilkes to train with Moolah? I mean, I know we talked to him about it on the show, but do you think he's bothered by any of this stuff now that all these stories have come out about her? Do you think he had any idea of what was going on back when he trained?
But you can't do anything.
Yeah, it's
like we have fucking Rude Boy Riley here, like.
Yeah.
They can't do anything about, like, does it bother me? Yeah, but, like, I can't do anything. I can't fucking
turn back the clock,
cut his head off. I don't know what to tell you. I can't not make him be a fucking alleged petter ass.
No, I hear you.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Did you mention that we're on Spotify now?
No, I didn't mention that yet.
That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty big, yeah.
You can go on to Spotify and just search the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
And the Shining Wizards Network feed is also on there, too.
Yeah, no one cares about that.
No, we've got to plug the feed, man.
I guess so, but Shining Wizards. All right, we're on Spotify.
The Wizards!
It's much easier to use than fucking iTunes, if I can be perfectly honest with you.
Sorry,
and it's free.
Yes, absolutely free.
It's free. You can listen to all our episodes. Our catalog is all there. I started listening to Legend of the Ring from 2016.
Oh, is that, which one was that?
That's the one where Ryback wouldn't talk to you.
Yeah.
And you got like real emo.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Ryback.
All around me are familiar faces. You know what everybody says?
That was so fucking stupid. I had the okay to talk to him. And he just wouldn't do it.
He said, nope.
It's the wrestling business, man.
I ain't doing it.
It's a son of a bitch. Anthony Green calling in momentarily.
Yes,
this is
he
exciting.
Is.
He's the retrosexual, whatever that means.
Nice.
I think I'm going to use that instead of ringing the bell from now on when we do something good.
Yeah?
Nice.
What is that?
You've never seen this idiot? It's a meme where, like, he talks, like, he does, like, these kids' videos where he tells stories, but he's very, like, expressive in his face. Like, he makes these, like, weird faces when he does stuff. So he's eating soup, and, like, he makes that clicking sound. He goes, nice. I don't know. I thought it was cute.
That's interesting. It's very interesting. I can't get this fucking twisted tea open. Struggles are real.
You got to twist.
Tony's distracted by the TV.
Oh, I don't know. Just wanted to see if SmackDown was any better than Raw tonight.
No shake
probably
up
not.
Yet. No.
Shake it up.
In the green, the retro second, we'll call it in.
Yeah, shake it up.
He's going to talk about sex and stuff. Maybe. I don't know. I thought that was nice.
Okay.
No. Oh, Finn Balor. Look out, people. So is he on? Oh, there we go. Joining us now on the Shining Wizards Hotline, calling all the way from the retro sexual capital of the world, the one and only Mr. Anthony Green. How are you tonight, sir?
Woo! Whoa, what an introduction. I am great. How are you guys doing?
We are great. We were in a heated discussion before you called. The Uncle Jesse of pro wrestling. Is this Uncle Jesse Dukes of Hazzard or Uncle Jesse Full House?
Absolutely Full House, because the catchphrase is, I am the Uncle Jesse of professional wrestling, .. and you're welcome for the Full House.
That makes sense. That's clever. That makes sense.
That ain't bad.
What's your favorite Jesse and the Ripper song?
Oh, man. It has to be Forever.
That's right.
Forever, there it is.
Every word I said could make you laugh. I talk forever.
Honestly, they'll probably be my wedding song one day if I ever get married.
All right, and these guys were debating before I got here. If you had to pick an Aunt Becky, they decided on Molly Holly.
Oh, I could pick any Aunt Becky I want.
Yes.
I assume we're talking professional wrestlers only.
Yes.
Yeah, but she's got to fit the Aunt Becky mold. Like, she just can't be like any, you know, random female wrestler.
Like, she just be like the super hottest chick of all time. Right. She's got to be.
So, like, so we're thinking like beautiful, but also still wholesome and possibly able to produce twins.
Yes. Yes, there you go.
And then get those twins into college without the twins having to do any work.
I think the correct answer has to be Brie Bella. Absolutely beautiful, absolutely wholesome, and has the twins gene. So there's a strong possibility.
Wow, that's a good call.
That's a great call.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about
this. This isn't the first time you've been asked that question, is it?
It actually is the first time. I'm just very quick with my responses.
Nice.
All right. All right. I can respect that. Quick to your responses, quick to the action in the ring the last couple weeks. You've been absolutely on fire, my friend. Recently signed with WWN Live and Evolve. You wrestled Gangrel at Beyond Wrestling's Uncharted Territory. And just this weekend, you advanced in the CZW Best of the Best. And no matter how long it was, you were the CZW World Champion. I mean, it's just been a whirlwind couple of weeks. Throw on top of that WrestleMania weekend. I mean, are you still on that high, or are you ever going to come down?
It's like, honestly, these past few weeks have kind of been mind-blowing for me. First with, obviously, like you said, the WWN contract with Evolve and everything. Just an amazing opportunity for me for the next couple years. So I'm really excited to start with them in May officially. I believe May 10th and 11th are the dates in the Midwest. One in Michigan and then one in Indiana. So I'm really excited to do that. Gangrel has been like a guy I've wanted to wrestle for years now. And the fact that I was finally able to do it was just incredible. And lastly, for the past few years, a major goal of mine has been to be considered a world champion, to win an actual recognized world title, not just some local company that calls their title the world heavyweight title, but something with a pedigree behind it. And like you said, regardless if it was a year and a half or an hour and a half, I'm officially in the CZW world title record books forever. And to be totally fair, I looked up the history of the title while I was driving to Canada this weekend, and I held the title just as long as Yoshihiro Tajiri, so that's got to count for something.
Absolutely. And you mentioned working on Gangrel, and a name that comes up a lot with veteran wrestlers now is PCO. But I feel like, while his comeback is completely well-deserved, Gangrel's always kind of been around, but he's almost to the point where he's getting to that level where everyone wants to wrestle him. He's on, like, just about every recognized show that there is out there. Talk a little bit more about your experience with Gangrel and your opinions about him as a performer and a person.
So it's kind of like you were reading my mind, because before I even wrestled Gangrel, I was talking to him and telling him how he deserves, like, he's the next guy in line for that PCO style run. You were saying that you've noticed that he's picking up on more like of the super indie type shows, or the shows that have a lot of buzz. He wasn't for a while, but he was still having those types of matches where he just goes in 100%. He's absolutely still a hustler. And like, I don't know what it is about those Attitude Era guys, but like, they just have this like intensity about them. And it was probably like the first time in a while where I was like nervous to step in the ring with somebody, because he's just so intense. But he's such a good guy, like, couldn't have been nicer. And I think he's really like due for his next big run, and I don't think it's going to be in WWE or anything, but I could definitely see him being the next PCO.
Yeah, he's been around forever, and he doesn't look like he's aged a bit. If he had
he's
asked
been
you
wrestling, he's actually been wrestling since 1987. Yeah. So he's like 32 years into the business and still taking clotheslines on the floor and taking back body drops on a Wednesday night.
If he had asked you to take the bloodbath, you're all in?
I absolutely would have. I just wouldn't have worn the gear that I had on during our match.
And you got a lot of hair on the chest. I could imagine that being a bit of a – even with the Platinum Honeys helping you, it would take a while to get that stuff out of there.
So Alex Reynolds, a wrestler from Long Island, New York, he's one half of the Beaver Boys.
Yeah.
He got the bloodbath a few months ago, and he said it was one of the worst experiences removing it from his hair. It was just all clumped up and like just made his hair really thick, and it took a really long time for him to get it out.
Yeah, yeah, so we don't want to do the bloodbath then, especially you. You're a hairy fella. I'm not
very hairy.
I'm not breaking down any walls
here. I'm with you, brother.
And Tony's back looks like your chest. So,
to be fair, my back also looks like my chest. if I don't shave it.
Hey, is this Bruno Sammartino on the phone?
It's actually his long lost nephew.
I wish. Very fantastic. Good.
Maybe I would have got some of his talent or something.
I don't know, man. Bruno was boring as shit, so.
Oh, stop it.
To be fair, me and Bruno have something in common. We're both former world champions.
That's fair true. Enough. You've never bear hugged anyone to death and put the crowd to sleep, though. So.
How do you know? Maybe he has.
I've seen an Anthony Green match. He's a former champion.
Okay.
World in 2019, champion. Not fucking 1964 or whenever hey. Bruno was kicking around. You fuck.
Really?
I collect a lot of weird shit, and I know that you're a collector, too. Those bobbleheads they made of you at Beyond Wrestling, fucking amazing, dude. What? I mean, when that idea is presented to you, what's going through your mind there?
It was just 100% yes right away when I was asked if I was interested in having bobbleheads made, because I've looked into bobbleheads myself, and I've never been able to find, like, a solid like price range where it'd be worth doing. And the guys at Beyond, the guys that are helping out now, it's called the Sports Entertainment Experience. They found a great price on them, and they're actually doing a lot of other things with me as well. They have the official Retrosexual AG sex towel that'll be coming out. That's something for sure.
What's a sex towel? You know, towel?
Some refer to it as a cum rag.
Good night, folks.
This is not going to get any Wizards. Better than that.
Yeah. And then there's also the official Retrosexual AG shot glass, the Retro AG mug, and my personal favorite. It is a tank top, a green tank top with a caricature of me. That says AG fucks on it. And if the next question is, do you actually? Yes, I do.
My man, and you can't market that as a cum rag, huh?
No, that's strictly a shirt. But the other one, the sex towel, is what you just. I'm not going to say it again.
That's okay. Kevin's done. He took his headphones off. He's out. Kevin's like, you guys said cum rag three times now. Kevin's uncomfortable.
Kevin hates cum. That's all it is.
Right. He's used to it on his face.
Hold for edit.
He's done. Kevin's punched out. It's a wrap for Kevin. You spent the whole weekend traveling. You said you went up to Canada with our friend, the Dirty Daddy, Chris Dickinson. There's got to be some fucking wild stories from that.
The wildest story probably comes on our way back. First things first, in Canada, just I have zero phone service, and he happened to not have any either. So we had to kind of just go and find our best way back to the American border, which we did. It took a little longer than I expected. I just tried to follow the signs and get there. But we ended up going through the Buffalo border instead of the usual one that we go through. And when we got there, the woman was very stern right away. It was turn on all the lights, roll down the back window, put your cell phones away, and I want your license and registration. I'm like, oh, all right. So I handed her the registration. We got a rental car, and she goes, what are you guys here for? And we're a wrestling show. And she goes, you guys wrestlers? You guys don't look very big. And the Dirty Daddy didn't take that one nicely. So he goes, we're plenty big. And she looks at Chris and goes, show me your bicep. Well, she said, flex for me was the quote. So he took off his jacket, took off his shirt and flexed to the lady, and she kind of just moaned and handed us our stuff back and said, have a great night. And then we were on our way.
Holy fuck.
She needed an Anthony Green sex towel.
Yes.
Oh, my God. She must have been slipping and sliding on the floor.
I would say, though, my favorite portion of the weekend coming back from Canada was stopping at Burger King and getting me and Chris's favorite meal, which is a rodeo chicken sandwich from Burger King.
They still make those in Canada?
Oh, so this was actually in the States. We got across the border already, and we got ourselves some rodeo chicken sandwiches.
How many rodeo chicken sandwiches can you guys eat?
The most I've ever had at one time, I think, was just two. I'm sure he could have three or four, but we also both got the Bacon King as well, which is a very large burger.
All right. Fries or onion rings from Burger King?
Oh, fries, 100%.
Really?
No, fuck the onion rings.
No question.
Dude.
No,
those shits repeat on me all the time. Onion rings are awful.
Really?
Burger King. Yeah, dude, they're bad news.
But nowhere else offers you onion rings.
Who gives a shit?
That doesn't make them good. These are the only ones that offer it.
Thank you.
Oh, so I'm wrong because I like onion rings?
You're wrong from liking onion rings from Burger King.
Yeah, dude. Burger King onion rings are pretty bad.
I like Burger King onion rings.
The fucking Diarrhea Express, those fucking things.
From onion rings?
So, yes. Terribly.
I did have some other quick news to get off the onion ring debate.
Oh, please. I'm sorry.
This weekend, the girls and I wrestled in Cleveland, Ohio, and we went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That was pretty cool. And on our way out, we got to meet Joe Coy, famous comedian.
That's pretty cool. I don't know who Joe Coy is.
What? Oh, well, he has a special coming out on Netflix on June 12th, I believe.
See, Kevin's a comedian, and he just went to the bathroom, so he might know who Joe Coy is.
Very famous comedian. Very, very famous.
What did you think of the Hall of Fame?
Thought it was really cool. I made a big mistake, and when we were down, there's like a downstairs portion. I guess there's like six floors.
Okay.
We're in the downstairs portion, which has like a lot of like the artifacts and stuff. And we finished that part. It took about an hour. And I've never been to many like museums or Hall of Fames that have taken more than an hour. So I assumed that was it. And I was like, all right, girls, let's get on out of here. To realize that there's a second floor with the current inductees going in. Then there's another floor with all the plaques of all the past inductees. Then there's another floor with like a live audio and light show. So it was definitely worth the price of admission.
Yeah, it's a good time. I went there maybe 10 years ago. Yeah, I'll take one. Please.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Kevin, do you know who Joe Coy is? Comedian?
Comedian?
Yes.
I'm familiar with him, but I've never seen any of his stuff.
Kevin's familiar with Joe Coy.
Just never seen any of his stuff. That's pretty sad.
Anthony Green met him outside of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland after a wrestling show.
Sick.
Now,
I've never met him, but I know who he is.
Can I ask you about the Platinum Honeys?
You sure can, as long as it's appropriate.
How do you decide your Platinum Honeys?
Like how did I choose between the two?
Was there like, did you have many prospects?
Was there a diva search?
Yeah.
The true story is, at this promotion I work for called Chaotic Wrestling, they have a large show every year called Cold Fury. It's basically their version of WrestleMania. And the promoters wanted me to have a really cool entrance. And there just happened to be two girls, one of which is my girlfriend, that were training at the school that were both blonde. And they had the idea of being a tag team when they were ready for shows to be the Platinum Honeys. And one of the promoters and bookers said, hey, what if you came up to the ring with these two girls? And I was like, well, that sounds pretty cool to me. Like most wrestlers have one valet. Actually, most wrestlers don't have a valet. Some wrestlers have one valet. I now have two. And we did this for that one show. And then it was just going to be like a chaotic wrestling thing. And it slowly caught on. And more places started asking me to bring them along, which is how we got to where we are today, where the Platinum Honeys basically travel with me to, I would say, about 80% of the shows that I'm on.
You can't beat that.
No. And hold on, Anthony, real quick. We touched on earlier in the interview about how, you know, you're now signed with WWN. A lot of our listeners, they're hardcore fans. They know how cool that is, and they know what a big deal that is. But they might not necessarily get the process and how it all happens. How did you get approached to officially sign a contract with WWN, and what was that whole process like for you?
So it started technically back in October 2015 when I did the first ever Evolve tryout/seminar.
Yeah, okay.
I looked a lot different then. I was known as All Good Anthony Green. I had short hair, basically no facial hair, just very generic guy in tights kind of wrestler. And the one critique that I was given from the seminar was like, you're just like another tall guy. Like you're one in a million. So I kind of reinvented myself, and it took me a while to reinvent myself into who I am now as the Retrosexual. And I would continuously email with Gabe Sapolsky and with Evolve trying to get an opportunity, and just nothing ever came about. So I decided in December this past year to shell out a little bit of money and do one more tryout and say, all right, I'm different than the last time you saw me. Let's hope for the best. From that seminar, I was chosen to wrestle on the show that night. The one thing that I think I did after that show and after that tryout that not many guys do after the tryouts. This is good advice for on top of the fans just listening, just also the wrestlers that happen to listen to this, is like you need to like follow up. You need to always like be in contact. And I think the more, what's the word I'm looking for here? Too many concussions.
Persistent?
I guess like just, yeah, the more, what was the word you just used?
Persistent?
I couldn't hear you. Persistent. Guys, listen, not only am I a terrible wrestler, I'm also terrible with grammar. The more persistent you are, I think the further you can get in wrestling. And I would continuously email Gabe just with new matches and asking if there are any opportunities available. I think that's very important, which got me on a show in March 16th. I got an email at 3 a.m. Basically saying, hey, if you can make it to the show, there's a spot for you. And I woke up at 7 a.m. and then I got right on the road and I made it to the event. And that's where the whole balloon thing happened, if you guys happen to see that. And that kind of went viral, where I did my cool crossbody in the ceiling of La Boom in Queens. I grabbed the balloon and hit my crossbody, hit a suicide dive, and then handed the balloon to a fan. And I got a standing ovation from like 500 plus in La Boom, which was insane. I got a lot of good publicity from that, and it kind of went viral from there. And a few days later, I was basically asked if I was available for WrestleMania weekend for the WWN Super Show, which I did on April 5th. And then that day, I won a 7-person scramble match to, I guess, win and be offered a contract with Evolve Wrestling.
Such a good story.
That's a great story, and it really falls in line with all the great stories in pro wrestling, where you were told you were just an average Joe, and you reinvented yourself, and you came back, and you were persistent, like you said. And now, I mean, there isn't a place in the Northeast where Anthony Green hasn't wrestled. You've wrestled Beyond, XWA, CZW, IWF, Chaotic. You've been to Canada, C4. You worked the Ring of Honor, New Japan, Pro Wrestling, War of the Worlds show. You were here in Jersey for the WrestlePro CZW show during WrestleMania weekend. Create a Pro. I mean, you are literally everywhere. And you've faced the best that the wrestling world has to offer. David Starr, JT Dunn, MJF, Ace Romero. I mean, who's on your list of people that are left for you to wrestle in the independent scene that you haven't had a chance? I mean, you even got to wrestle one of your trainers, Brian Fury, just a month ago at Cold Fury 18. I mean,
yeah.
How important was that for you? And how important is Brian Fury to Northeast professional wrestling? We're based out of Jersey, so Pat Buck, Brian Myers, those guys down here, the House of Glory crew, they're super important in training a lot of these people. And in the Northeast, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Brian Fury's a name that is attached to a lot of great wrestlers, you being one of them. So I kind of asked about 8 different questions there, and I apologize.
I think I got them all, so I'll be able to answer all of them. Just make sure I hit them as I go. We'll start with Fury. So wrestling him was like a really big deal for me, and especially not only because he helped train me, obviously, not only because he's the promoter for Chaotic Wrestling. He's a great friend of mine on top of it, but it's also his last few matches. He only has a few left in him. He came back just because he wanted to wrestle a couple people one more time. So I thought it was really cool that I was one of the few people that he really wanted to wrestle. And what he's done for wrestling, a lot of the guys you see on TV today, Dominik Dijakovic, Sasha Banks, Oney Lorcan, these are all guys that he's trained. And then you look at like Flip Gordon, Josh Briggs, myself, Christian Casanova, Davian, the Platinum Honeys. He's trained all of them, on top of plenty of other guys that are more based in the New England area, but like still like really solid wrestlers and have a lot of potential to get out there more if they choose to. When it comes to people that I would like to wrestle still that I have not wrestled yet, Two Cold Scorpio's on my list of guys.
Nice.
So him, C.W. Anderson. I'm a big fan of like the bigger names in wrestling, I guess you could say. So a lot of those guys are the kind of wrestlers I still want to work with. Kika Taro is another guy. I would love to wrestle. Like I've had a 8-man tag with Zachary Wentz and Desmond Xavier. I'd love to wrestle either of them or Trey Miguel or Myron Reed, basically that entire like Midwest crew. I would love to have a singles match with all those guys. John Silver is another guy that I've never had a chance to wrestle one-on-one. So he's another guy as well. Sammy Callahan, just to name a few.
The way you're going, I think you'll get all those opportunities. We're talking to Anthony Green at RetroAG on Twitter, at RetroAG _ on Instagram. And before we let you go, we have to talk about your other Instagram, Retro Collects Stuff. Myself and Kevin, are huge wrestling figure collectors. Prior to the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast, we did a lot of collecting, and this seems to be right in your wheelhouse. I know you have the Gangrel autograph I saw. I kind of scanned through some of your pictures last night. What is your favorite piece of your retro wrestling memorabilia?
For a while, it was my autographed mint on card, green card, 1-2-3 kid.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Boy.
It has since been replaced by my mail-away Hasbro Hulk Hogan.
I just saw that. I actually follow you already. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So, yeah, I see that Hogan right here.
I actually regret, I wish I posted more. I think I just need to take a bunch of pictures of stuff that I haven't put up yet. And then just, now, then I'll have it on my phone and I can just start posting it as I please.
Right. Are you into the new retro Hasbros?
I do have a lot of them. I felt like the first, I like the entire, I think I have the first two series in full. And then after that, like, there was one series that was only available like online, and then there's a few that just like aren't coming out at the same time. It just got too much for me. So if I see them and I realize I don't have them, I'll buy them. But I haven't been like seeking them out like to complete the entire collection.
Well, if you ever you got that Roman Reigns that ever needs to find a home, it's the only one I'm missing, and I don't know why I missed out on that. And now it's like $70. People are fucking crazy.
Honestly, man, like as much as I love listening to the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast and talking to Hawkins about action figures and stuff, him and Zack Ryder have kind of like hurt the action figure game for fans, I think, a little bit, because prices have just gone up like crazy numbers, because they're putting out what these things are really worth, and some people have the money to spend on some of these figures.
Yeah, it's crazy. You got to find like some estate sale and hope you get lucky, or one of those locker boxes. You buy it for like $20, and there's a box of Hasbros in there. Like me and Kevin have been collecting them for maybe the last couple years, and last summer I really upped the Hasbro intake. And thanks to Kevin and Tony with their gracious birthday and Christmas gifts, I've grown my collection. But the idea of like getting any of these green card Hasbros loose, not even mint on card, loose and in good shape, is completely out the window, because the prices just keep going up and up and up. And I can't. My wife will murder me if I spend like $200 on a fucking Bart Gunn action figure.
To be fair, even when I was collecting, so I finished the Hasbro collection. I have all of them, minus, I don't have the Moon Belly Kamala. I don't have the prototype Greg Valentine, and I don't have Mail Away Undertaker. But from the actual series, I have all the figures. And even when I was collecting them in like 2016, the cheapest green card figure I think I got was the Evil Crush, which I still think I think it was like maybe $40 or $45.
Oh, I'd kill for that right now. I'd kill for that right now.
That was like the cheapest one, and then the rest were roughly like the Yokozuna and the Atom Bomb, and I think those two are maybe like in the 50-60 range. Ludwig Borgo is probably like 70 or 80, but the Billy and Bart both cost me between like $90 and $100 each. And then as the grace of God, I was not willing to spend $200 on the 1-2-3 Kid. Someone sent it to me as a birthday gift.
Wow.
So
that's amazing.
I lucked out big time. Shout out to my boy Jared for the free 1-2-3 Kid on card.
God damn, that's amazing.
And not to mention all the rest of the ones I've named were all loose. So
yeah, I don't need it to be on the card. I'm a loose collector myself, so it's still like it's got like $225 for 1-2-3 Kid loose or something like that. Maybe $150. But
Anthony Green, it's been a pleasure talking with you tonight. I hope this wasn't as bad for you as it was for Tony and Kevin and myself.
What?
What? I'm kidding. Everyone,
you're not
relax.
Funny.
That wasn't. I didn't get that at all.
No, we had a great time with you, Anthony. Anthony's actually going to be in Indiana this weekend at Black Label Pro, taking on the Robo Ginger Gary J at Black Label Pro, and I believe that is on. You can stream that on Indie Wrestling. So check that out. You got anything else going on this weekend, Anthony?
Yeah. So tomorrow I will just be hanging out at the Beyond Wrestling Uncharted Territory. I'll be slinging merch, or at least attempting to. And then Friday I will be starting my Midwest weekend at Freelance Wrestling in Chicago, Illinois. I'll be in a fatal four-way match between myself, Isaiah Vasquez. I hope I pronounced that right. Rory Gulak and Robert Anthony, Ego Robert Anthony, formerly Egotistico Fantastico, also a former CCW World Champion, a lot like myself.
Nice.
I'll never let anyone live that down. I am CCW World Champion forever.
I don't think you should. I think you should take it from David Starr, but that's... Oh, well, he lost it to John Silver, so never mind.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I think I should get a rematch, yeah?
Yeah, you're the champion. You get the clause in the contract, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I held it long enough to sign the contract.
That's fine. That's neither here nor there. Anthony,
I had it long enough for intermission, so that's what really counts.
You got a picture with it, and you look great with it.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, you're very welcome. I have to make up for my horrible joke that I'm going to get yelled at for when we get off the show.
Oh, I can't wait.
Really?
Yeah, dude, you deserve it.
You finally speak up?
It's fucking terrible.
It's been a pleasure, Anthony, at RetroAG on Twitter, at RetroAG underscore on the Instagram. And, of course, Retro Collect Stuff on Instagram is your, wrestling memorabilia Instagram page. Is there anything we forgot before we let you go, Mr. Green?
No. Maybe my Pro Wrestling Tees account, prowrestlingtees.com/retroag. I only put shirts on there that I don't sell at shows. So, like, they're exclusive to the website, which are pretty cool.
That's very cool. You should check that out. And then go to prowrestlingtees.com/wizardspod, Shining Wizards. Cheap plug there. Anthony, it's been a pleasure. Can you hit us with a liner before we let you go?
Of course I can hit you with something. Okay. Pop quiz hotshot retrosexual AG's Retribution Tour has just hit you and the Shining Wizards podcast. Booyah.
Anthony, perfect. It has been an absolute pleasure, my friend. We will talk to you again soon. Hopefully you'll come back on the podcast and we'll talk about you being multi-time world champion in many promotions.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Anthony, thank you. You as well. The retrosexual Anthony Green, it was a pleasure speaking with him. Tony, how you doing over there, buddy?
All right. I'm hoping
was it as bad for you as it was for Matt?
Yeah, what? I don't
know. I don't know, like, I don't know where I was going with that. It was
you were like Serena Deeb smitten.
God, that was the fucking, that was the worst.
It was fucking
my line
terrible.
Was the worst, man.
He's
going to
be like,
God.
Do you fucking hated me being on his show? Like,
no, I love... Well, he kept calling... Yeah. He kept calling himself a bad wrestler. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Oh, my.
And I tried to make a joke, and I crashed and burned. Fucking hard. Steve Corino should have been yelling crash and burn at me. The fucking worst.
Hey, everyone. This is the Hulkster, Hulk Hogan, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards podcast.
Absolute fucking dog shit on my end, but Anthony Green was awesome.
Fun guy.
A lot of good times.
Not a mushroom, Kevin.
Kevin was out with fucking cum rag. It was a wrap.
Oh, you lost me, bro.
Why?
Because I wasn't expecting it, and then they hear it twice.
Three
I was
times.
Like, I'm out.
Four
Kevin's
times.
I'm out.
Well, how do you clean up your cum?
Move on, Tony.
Does he use a sock? Do you use a sock?
No.
I never got that.
I'm a fucking 37-year-old married man. I fucking let it land on me, I wipe it off, and I go to sleep.
Correct! Ding!
That's it. I'm fucking lazy.
Nice.
Oh, goodness gracious. Holy shit.
I wish I had a blurka blurka sound effect.
Kevin's leaving.
Kevin's packing up.
Wow. Holy moly guacamole. That's how you roll. I don't know what to tell you. Kevin's literally leaving. Wow, he's putting his shoes done. Kevin's done.
Kevin's out.
At least I don't have to drive him home.
Hey, guys, this is Tito Santana, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards.
Tell me those aren't the greatest.
Those are fucking fantastical. Let me tell you what else is fantastical.
Oh, boy.
Ring of Honor had a show this weekend, right? Masters of the Craft.
Okay.
Excellent show. I highly recommend you check it out. Our friend LSG and Coast to Coast were in an 8-man tag match against the Briscoes. Great match. It was them and the Bouncers against the Briscoes and... fuck.
Jesus.
I don't know who they were with. It's embarrassing. But the big news to come out of that show, PCO pinned Matt Taven. So it
wow.
At War of the Worlds, PCO gets his title shot against Matt Taven.
Oh.
And if you haven't seen the latest PCO video, fucking Destro drives over.
Is he in like a tuxedo or something?
Yes. And Destro puts a ramp on him and then backs the hearse up onto the plank and then just leaves it on top of PCO. PCO screams like a lunatic. Fucking fantastic.
Love PCO.
I highly recommend that you check that out because that's coming to Ring of Honor for War of the Worlds, or is it Best in the World?
Was this the show where Nick Aldis defended the title against
Colt Cabana?
Yeah, and Marty Scurll interfered.
Yeah.
So Marty Scurll's got a shot against Nick Aldis
Crockett Cup.
Yes, I was just going to say that. There's speculation that the mystery team to join the 8 quarterfinalists is going to be Kaz and Big Enzo, whatever they're calling themselves.
Oh, free agents?
Yeah, well, because the Battle Royal is supposed to fill in that 8th and final spot.
Right.
And that was the talk of the town, that it was probably going to be Enzo and Kaz XL or whatever.
You know he's like in right around the corner from you, right?
Kenzo? What, where does he live?
He lives in like
Elmwood Park?
Yeah.
Is that close to
one of the high spots guys ran into him at the gym today and
well, isn't that where Triple H actually found him?
I think so. I think Giancarlo was friends with him before he got signed.
That makes sense. That's weird.
Is it Elmwood Park?
Is that might be Elmwood Park.
Fairlawn?
They're
somewhere
both close.
Out there.
They're both close. Elmwood Park is a little closer. No, actually, yeah, they're in the same area.
Yeah.
They're just a little up north from here.
I'm okay with that. I don't hate that.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's a wait and see, but a lot of people still rubbed the wrong way by the way they were debuted. A lot of people.
But they're free agents. They're not.
Really? Really?
Let's go with the story, bro.
Stop.
What other way would you have them debut?
Not in that spot. That was weird. Who are the guys that won the tag belts? The Gorillas?
Gorillas of Destiny, yes.
Who are the guys in there again? Tama Tonga was on Twitter, and he said, yeah, great way to have your new guys debut, beating up the losers.
Yeah, there's a whole thing with them and the Briscoes going back and forth. There's a great Briscoe promo. If I could find it, I'll play it. It's like 30 seconds.
They're all great promos. Yeah,
I don't think I've ever heard a bad Briscoe promo.
Let's see if I can find it.
You got to learn how to say figure.
Figure? Wait, me?
Figure.
I say you a lot of words wrong. Here, listen to this fucking promo. This awesome promo from the fucking Briscoes.
All right, Jake. All right. Yo, real quick. We seen your little reply. And hey, listen to me. We don't do this Twitter bullshit, all right? So y'all can have this fucking bullshit after this, you fucking nerds. But anyway, real quick, we seen you reply. Hold that for me. Hold that for me. These fools talking about we should be gracious that we was a part of this match in Madison Square Garden. Y'all motherfuckers crazy, man. Okay, well, hey, look, if that's the case, thank you, New Japan. Thank you, Gorillas, for all the years of blood, sweat, and tear. For all the motherfucking hard work at the Hammerstein Ballroom across the street. Upstairs, downstairs, all the motherfucking hard work at the New Yorker across the motherfucking street. Thank y'all for that. We appreciate y'all letting us be part of your fucking show. Stupid motherfuckers.
a lot of swear words.
I like swear words. I was just thinking that. Like, I think I might be like a pirate in my previous life.
Arr.
Because I like to curse a lot.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
You also love wrestlers that are pirate gimmicks.
I don't. Top five. Kairi Sane, I fucking hate her.
So that's...
Why do you hate Kairi Sane?
Still fucking hate her. Dalton Castle, he fucking sucks a bag.
Yeah, Dalton Castle's pretty
good.
Get
the fuck out of here. Number three, Vince McMahon. He's on my top five for the fucking Viking experiment. You fuckface. Number four, let's put... Shit, who do I want to put number four?
Probably Finn is still good enough for...
Oh, Finn is good. Finn's good at number four. Can't fucking stand his dumb face. Number five, Baron Corbin. I just don't get it.
Oh, no Lacey Evans on there.
No Lacey Evans this week. I kind of might be turning a corner. I might be with Kev on this. Your girl's going to debut a new tag team tonight.
Yeah, good for her.
Paige,
yeah. Is going to be the Super Sows?
I don't know. Finn is officially on SmackDown, by the way.
Two tubs of shit that she's going to fucking put some straps on and go, now go wrestle the Iconics.
Oh, my God.
First of all, Paige and the Ultimate Warrior.
She's a Sui, that's why.
A Sui?
Yeah.
Sui! How dare you?
How dare I?
How rude are you, sir?
Her fucking shit locker can handle elephant shit.
What?
She's got a big ass. She got a big ass!
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, a little junk in the trunk never hurt nobody, buddy.
That's where the shit tumbles out of.
Yeah, well, I mean, would it be cool if shit tumbled out of people's mouths?
Yeah, kind of.
But you would never kiss another person.
I mean, have you not heard him speak the last 2 hours? True.
Fair enough. He's
blaming me. Are you serious?
A couple news and notes and shits as we pull this train in the station. Kushida debuted at NXT tapings. So that's pretty cool.
That's the Golden Lover, Tony.
No.
I know.
Stupid ass.
Don't tell him that.
That's
he's
my
the
gimmick.
Fucking All Japan expert. Fake yeah. news, Tony.
The fuck you think? I don't know this shit.
I was trying to see if we would catch the fake news.
I did catch the fake news because I'm fake news Tony.
That's right.
There you buy go. My shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards.
There you go. There you go.
While you're buying a cum rag shirt from Retro
No,
Sexual.
It's not a cum rag shirt. It's just a cum rag towel.
No. Kevin needs a cum rag shirt.
Everyone needs a cum rag towel.
No, a shirt, I mean.
That's just every shirt I own.
It just says jizz here.
Oh, boo.
A bushy. A blurka blurka.
Oh, God, I'm dying over here.
I'm dying!
Are you guys excited for your...
Yes.
You're going to have your Easter dinner this weekend?
Oh, yes, I am.
Settle in?
Like yeah,
9:30, you put on the fucking network to watch The Shield's last chapter?
Not going to fucking even care.
No, you're not into that?
No.
All right.
How could you have a Shield last chapter when Dean Ambrose came on after Raw last night?
After Raw, though.
That was fucking stupid.
For the people in the house.
I heard that Dean Ambrose was offered a $6 million deal... Become the official $6 million man of AEW.
It's that fucking garbage slice wrestling website.
Oh, you think so?
It's all those people that report that goofy bullshit that you have like fucking 10 million Twitter followers that they pay for.
He's going to team up. Dalton Castle signing with them too.
With whom?
With AEW.
Oh, no shit. Really?
Yeah.
What's your source here, buddy?
The Sword and Shield Wrestling. Isn't that what it was called?
Yes. Yes. Sword and Shield Wrestling.
Yeah. So Dalton Castle, and he's going to team up with Dean Ambrose.
All right.
They're going to be the Sword Swallowers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah, of course.
Not like the Lunatic Peacocks?
No. That's a silly name.
All right.
Molly Holly's going to be their manager.
Is it silly that Ronda's going to have a baby and that's why she... Look at that. See, The Shield's final chapter.
Who gives a shit?
People who like The Shield.
Fuck them. Fuck
yeah.
Them. Yeah, fuck them. Look at these fake mean faces. They look like they want to kiss you instead of fucking beat you up.
Really?
Who yeah, have
you been kissing
idiots.
That looks like that?
Well, mom's not doing so great, so.
Mom?
Yeah, she's growing a beard now.
All right.
The pacemaker's doing terrible things to her.
You okay with Rhonda leaving to start a family?
Gives a fuck.
Taking a hiatus?
Oh, great. She likes dick. Who cares? She let her man slide a couple past the goalie. Who gives a shit?
Jesus, man.
Jesus is going to impregnate her? What, is she the fucking second coming?
Maybe.
Speaking of coming again, it's time to go home.
Yeah, baby. We're going home.
So apparently,
uh-oh.
With all of this talk about the Viking experience, the Jorvik Viking Center over there in jolly old United Kingdom, England, is so happy because, quote, we arrived to a full social media inbox this morning. Seems there's some mixed opinions out there, but we can promise at WWE NXT fans, you will always get an authentic hashtag Viking experience here. Next time I'm over across the pond, I might have to go visit the Jorvik Viking Center. This is a real thing. It's over in Coppergate, York in the United Kingdom. Please go check it out. Maybe your experience will be better than Hansen and fucking Eric or whatever the fuck they're calling them now. Matt, Kevin, who's going home next?
I just saw a headline that says former Impact star returning, so I was like, all right, this is my going home. This is great. It's fucking that Shira guy who I don't really give two shits about.
Oh, wow.
Mahabali Shira.
Is He-Man joining Shira?
Signed a... WWE NXT developmental deal, but was released, and I was going back to TNA.
Wah,
wah. Oh, boo.
So that's going home.
All right, well, I'm going to end going home with some awful, awful news.
Oh, no.
You saw it if you follow him on Facebook late last week. Vampiro has been diagnosed with early stages of Alzheimer's disease.
You should have fucking went first. Seriously.
You fucking went into going home and you had your Viking fucking excursion. I'm sorry. Jesus, you're going to need Alzheimer's to forget about fucking Viking experience.
Really?
Sorry, that was insensitive of me.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm not sorry. Vampiro went to the doctor, and he seems like he has early signs of Alzheimer's disease. He says he's going to beat it, and we hope so, because you don't want something like that.
Yeah, we need more farts at the fucking Mexican pay-per-views.
You need the fucking poor guy to just have his fucking memories. He built a legacy in the world of professional wrestling, and I'm sure in his personal life, and he made a lot of friends, and he had a lot of great moments. And you don't want to see that go, so we're with you on this fight, Vampiro.
Yeah.
Paga Vampiro!
Sorry, I had to do that.
This weekend. No, not this weekend.
Next Shit. Weekend.
Next weekend, the NWA Crockett Cup and the Impact pay-per-view. Tony's going somewhere, and let's hope his plane fucking crashes.
I'm not getting on a plane, dickhead.
Good, I hope your boat fucking capsizes.
Yeah, next week you're stuck with Kevin and Matt without me, so enjoy the show.
I think me and Kevin do really good shows, actually.
We do, but they're without me.
No, you are the worst part about the show.
Shut up. You don't like the liners I got today?
The liners are great. It's your weird, like, stories that fucking suck.
Oh, I'll have some good stories when I return in 2 weeks.
Good. Who are you going to tell them to?
You guys.
No.
I'll tell them to the Patreon supporters before I start watching some more
Please.
Obscure old
Actually,
school wrestling.
No. We're not going to get any Patreon supporters if you're going to tell fucking boring stories.
Kev, you got any plugs for the week?
No.
All right, well, stay tuned for the rant.
Or don't.
The rant is coming up next.
Don't.
The greatest
don't.
Show on the rant is The Rant, because that's the show named after
no,
The Rant.
No, it's not. The greatest show on the rant is the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
And see you guys next week.
Bye. Yes, we will.
Thanks
we don't know
Anthony,
when.
Thanks to Anthony Green for joining us again.
That's right. RetroAG on Twitter, RetroAG _ on the Instagram. We're out of here.
See ya.
My mic off?
No, mine's still on too.
Turn my mic on.